Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
With us? You're going to be on the program with us tonight at about 5:20?
That's a great get. You know, Tommy was out last night. A little under the weather.
We were aware of that. Now, after the fact, he had a wisdom tooth removed, which may explain why he wasn't in a great mood when we chatted with him earlier today.
I don't blame him.
The Twins are rolling. You get your... You have your Devin Smeltzer jersey ordered.
I should get one after last night, shouldn't I?
From fanatics.com. 37-17. The Twins are absolutely unstoppable right now. And Tommy, the former Colonels manager and hitting coach, going to be with us tonight at about 5:25. Of course, you can catch Minnesota Twins baseball all summer long right here on our North Gym frequency, 107.5 FM. We've got not one but two chances for you to take home $30 gift cards to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road tonight. The second gift card on the way in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. It is Wednesday, and that means we'll get to the 6 o'clock showdown for you. Seven questions in 60 seconds. Your chance to take home $30 that you can use any way you would like at Mulligan's. We'll be back there on next Thursday. For the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Tommy's not our only guest today. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports is going to catch up with us in about 12 to 15 minutes. The Cyclones adding to the 2019 football recruiting class today. Yes, you heard that right. Picking up a commitment from a junior college wide receiver. But Iowa State's men's basketball program also getting a shot in the arm today. They pick up a transfer from Penn State, Rasheer Bolton, who actually was one of the better freshmen in the Big Ten last season, averaging about just under 12 points a game. I think it was 11.6 points for Pat Chambers and the Nittany Lions. The interesting thing about this, Alex, and we'll get into it with Alex, the other Alex, Alex Halstead, when he's with us in a couple minutes. He seems to be fairly certain that the NCAA will be granting him a waiver, which will allow him to play immediately this season for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones.
That's interesting. And it would be a huge thing for Iowa State to get Rasheer Bolton to play right away. And you just have to have the feeling that he knows something, that Iowa State knows something, and the trend of the NCAA being very lenient with the hardship waivers may continue in this situation, because it was very quick after Lindell Wigginton decided he was going to keep his name in the NBA draft that Rasheer Bolton was the name that was on the list for Steve Prohm getting a transfer. So I have a very good feeling that based on the way that he's talking and Steve Prohm bringing him in at this time, he's probably going to be eligible next season.
The Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line is available for you to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids from wherever you are, 319-366-1600. That number again, 366-1600. Iowa, on the other hand, continues to look under every rock, around every corner, in every crevice for any possible help that could give Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes a boost next season. The latest name to keep an eye on, according to Blair Sanderson of Rivals.com, Bakari Evelyn. You and I fans may be familiar with him. He played for Valparaiso. He has heard from Iowa, New Mexico State, Portland State, and Rhode Island. So if he wants to go to a big school, the competition there is New Mexico State, Portland State, and Rhode Island. So I think Iowa would be in the leader's seat, according to Blair. He'll be visiting Iowa next weekend, June 7th. So Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes,
they need bodies.
They need bodies at this point, trying to find, especially if Jordan Bohannon, worst case scenario, Jordan Bohannon is out for all of next season, which I think will be the case. Again, why would you risk? The NCAA has no rhyme or reason on allowing or granting hardship waivers, and I keep thinking of Drew Ott in the back of my mind. Kirk Ferentz, there's a reason Kirk Ferentz references Drew Ott at every possible turn, which I don't know if you folks out there have read Chad Lystico's piece with Drew Ott or not that was available at hawkcentral.com going into the Memorial Day weekend, but he caught up with Drew, who's doing some farming right now. A great piece, but I still don't understand that one. I know it's still a sore spot for Kirk Ferentz, especially given the fact that it seemed like the day after Drew Watts' waiver was denied by the NCAA, they completely did a 180, and now it's like, oh, you've got a hardship? Yeah, you can go play basketball next year at Iowa State, no problem.
Literally right after that was when things changed, and I think that's what upsets Kirk Ferentz, because they spent so much time and emphasis in trying to get Drew Ott back on campus for a fifth season. He hadn't redshirted. He played in technically six games that year, so it seemed like the NCAA didn't want to even really entertain the idea. They put it off, they put it off, they put it off. And then all of a sudden, I'd say about a year and a half after that case was when it was the wild, wild west as far as just passing through. You get an extra year. You get an extra year. You get a hardship waiver. You're allowed to play next year after transferring. So I'm fine with it. But there needs to be consistency.
Now, the NCAA is still miserable in certain instances. There was the player from Georgia Tech that transferred to the University of Illinois?
Illinois, yes.
That was outside the radius by a handful of miles. He wanted to be closer to home because I believe his grandmother was ailing. His name escapes me at the moment. And the NCAA was like, no.
Luke Ford.
Outside the radius, not going to allow it. We'll see. We'll see whether Alex Halstead, when he joins us in a few minutes, can give us any insight as to just why there seems to be the feeling here that Rasir Bolton will be granted the hardship waiver. If the hardship is playing on a team that's not very good, I don't think that's the reason for it. And your guess is as good as mine, but suddenly you've got Steve Prohm filling some holes on his roster. Iowa State will, of course, look drastically different next season with the comings and goings. Today is the official deadline day, right? Has it come and gone, or is there a cutoff point of like 5 p.m. or something of that nature for players to officially withdraw from the NBA draft? We know, most names at this point, whether they're coming or whether they're going. Isaiah Roby at Nebraska is going to remain in the NBA draft, so Fred Hoiberg's roster is pretty much set in stone in Lincoln for the coming season. Fred playing golf today in the principal charity classic in Des Moines with none other than Larry the Cable Guy, who's a huge, huge Nebraska booster. No logo for Fred. there was, honest to goodness, Randy Peterson at the Des Moines Register reporting that there were people that were concerned that Fred would be plastered with Nebraska logos there, but he's, I guess, trying to remain neutral in his return to the state of Iowa.
And that's fair enough. But to answer your question from earlier, players have until 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. So, yes, 10:59
okay.
Central time.
11 o'clock tonight they have until then to pull their names out of the draft for consideration. For the most part, again, not any huge developments there, but it is interesting to see Isaiah Roby completely out of the picture there at Nebraska. Trying to think some of the other Big Ten players that have...
Anthony Cowan is going to the draft. I'll have to get the list out in front. There are several big-time exits, as there usually are. Iggy Brazdeikis from Michigan will be heading to the NBA draft.
We mentioned yesterday on the program Caleb Wesson returning to Columbus, which automatically makes Ohio State one of the top two or three favorites to win the Big Ten next season. Lots to get to on the program today. Again, 319-366-1600 is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. I surmise the minute that he walked in the door today that today was game two of the Stanley Cup Finals, as Alex is once again bedecked in a St. Louis Blues sweater. I didn't look to see who that was today.
So this is a vintage one. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
It's a one-game deficit.
I know, but you go back home down 2-0. They have all the momentum. This is a team that's been good on the Blues have been good on the road. They need to steal one on the road and at least go back to St. Louis tied 1-1. I have channeled my inner 1999. This is one of the first Blues sweaters I ever had. And it is a Pierre Turgeon jersey.
Going old school.
Going old school.
Even
just trying to change things up.
Even has the assistant captain's A on the left breast there. Baseball news, unfortunate news for, you think I'm going to mention Javier Baez's heel contusion here. I'm not. The Houston Astros, the team that the Chicago Cubs are playing right now, Carlos Correa out 4 to 6 weeks. For the Astros as they continue. Everybody talked about the Yankees and the injuries that they've suffered through so far this season, and it's an impressive injured list that Aaron Boone has had to work around. But the Astros are now down 3 regular players in their lineup at the moment, and you lose Correa for 4 to 6 weeks. That's difficult.
With the way Michael Brantley has been playing. It's
I'm not worried about Houston at this point.
No. 37-19 despite the injuries. It's very impressive the amount of depth they've built in that organization to be able to withstand things like that, because you know it's going to happen and they have so much talent. And I think the same can be said about the Yankees. They have so much depth and talent that they're able to at least weather the storm while those guys are getting healthy.
So Jose Altuve is out of the lineup, as is George Springer, and now you add Carlos Correa on top of this. I bring up the Astros because I got off the air last night and got back to the office, and I had a message from BJ and Marion, and he wanted to know what channel the game was on last night because the Cubs were playing the Astros. Houston winds up winning 9-6 despite the best efforts of David Bodie. And I looked, and it was an ABC7 game, which means it's usually on 9.2. And if you don't have an antenna or if you don't have 9.2 on your service, you're pretty much out of luck. And I said, this is what it's like to be a Cubs fan in Eastern Iowa, because you think you'd be able to see all the games and you got to track them down. And sometimes you can't. And BJ actually was at one establishment and wound up having to go to another. I think he must have called to find out whether the other establishment had the game or not, but he was able to track down the Astros last night, and we'll see the Cubs now face a little bit of a dilemma here as Javier Baez continues to recover from the heel contusion, but Addison Russell has begun heating up at the plate, and he presumably now becomes the everyday shortstop for the Cubs. Speaking of baseball, we've touched on the Twins already, red hot following the debut of Devin Smeltzer last night, which just
sounds like a fake name.
Like a player that if you were playing MLB The Show on PlayStation would be a name created in the minor leagues where you would have to create a player. You are Devin Smeltzer. You have 70 attribute points, create your player, and work him up through the minor league ranks. Now, Smeltzer came over from the Los Angeles Dodgers last year in a trade for Brian Dozier. Not even on the top 30 prospect list for the Minnesota Twins, according to Baseball America, at the beginning of the season. As a matter of fact, they had him fourth on the depth chart of left-handed relief pitchers in the organization. And he comes up and looks pretty good. Now, that was the good news. The bad news is Byron Buxton ran into another wall last night and is going to be questionable day-to-day moving forward.
As in another wall last night?
That, I hesitate to call him a kid.
Didn't he run into a wall like 3 or 4 nights ago?
He plays with reckless abandon, and I suppose that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Except when you have a long injury history the way that he does. Not every fly ball needs to get the Willie Mays Vic Wirtz treatment, but
the Aaron Rowand treatment.
I appreciate the way that he plays the game, but at some point in time, put a shock collar on him or something, and when he gets too close to the warning track, maybe they can zap him and keep him away from it. But a tremendous defensive player, and he's coming around a little bit with the bat. It was Buxton who hit the home run earlier this week that set the Twins record for home runs in the month of May, leading all of Major League Baseball in home runs. We'll talk with Tommy Watkins about that during the 5 o'clock hour, because this is sort of out of the blue, but they were able to go out over the offseason, look in the bargain bin. See, the Cubs did this. They did it the wrong way, but they didn't have the same needs, really, that the Twins did. The Twins found position players and hitters on the bargain, the scrap heap. C.J. Crone, Jonathan Scope, where everybody was looking at Scope going, ah, that 2017 season he had was a little bit of an outlier. Marwin Gonzalez was a nice pickup, filling in while Miguel Sano was out. All these bargain-hunting position players have paid off for the Twins. Meanwhile, you had the Cubs go dumpster diving for bullpen arms, and they've got a dumpster right now in the bullpen, and it's not getting better anytime soon, although Pedro Strop is close to being reactivated, and I understand that the Mad Dog made some comments on MLB Network earlier today that upset some Cubs fans because he apparently dogged on Pedro Strop and made it seem as if he was not very good when he really has been one of the better relief pitchers in the entire National League over the course of the last 5 years. But I don't make Chris Mad Dog Russo money, so I'll let him have his opinion and I'll have my opinion. But good God, they need him back. They can't keep trotting Brad Brock and some of these other guys, the AAA shuttle, the Dylan Maples and James Norwoods out there every day.
Brad Brock offered up, or he was the subject of one of the greatest memes I have ever seen in my entire life. Todd, have you seen this meme?
I've seen the Scooby-Doo joke.
Yes, exactly, the Scooby-Doo joke.
Why did Scooby-Doo go to the chiropractor? Brad Brock. A really bad Scooby-Doo impersonation. 420 as we make our way toward 7 o'clock tonight. 319-366-1600. By all means, Brad Brock and Brandon Kinsler at the back end of the bullpen. Hey, they don't have any money. They don't have any money.
They don't have any money to go after high-priced position players, but bullpen arms. Hey, I will say this, though. Let the Cardinals be a cautionary tale of what spending money on the bullpen can look like. It has been treacherous. It has been an absolute disaster. Every contract that they have handed out, the St. Louis Cardinals have handed out for bullpen arms, and they've spent a lot of money between Brett Cecil and Greg Holland and Luke Gregerson and now Andrew Miller. Every single one of those players has been awful. In St. Louis.
I'm glad you brought up the Cardinals because they've got a player making his major league debut tonight in Genesis Cabrera, a hard-throwing left-handed pitcher who passed through the Midwest League with the Bowling Green Hot Rods, came over to the Cardinals organization from Tampa Bay in the Tommy Pham deal. This guy throws really hard, and there's a 64% chance he knows where the ball is going at this point. His numbers were not that great in Memphis, but he was on the 40-man roster, so they needed somebody to get a... I believe he's taking Michael Wacha's spot in the rotation. He's getting the first crack at it anyway. As just the mere mention of the name forces... are you grimacing at the name, or are you looking at his stats in AAA?
I'm looking at his stats in AAA and wondering, what did Daniel Ponce de Leon do to upset this organization? I just don't get it. The guy may not be their top prospect. He may not have the best stuff. He may not be able to throw 100 miles an hour. But when he has been in the major leagues, he has done this novel thing. It's an amazing concept. He like gets people out. He goes deep into games, and he's sitting in AAA. I don't understand that. I really don't.
8532, taking a look at the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, is fully on board with the Blues tonight.
I hope so.
In game two.
And he's right. They have bounced back after losses almost every time during the course of these playoffs. I think they're 5-2 bouncing back from losses, but they're going to have to play a heck of a lot better, and Boston is by far the best team. Or I'm not going to say by far, but they're the best team that they've faced in the playoffs. So
there's your first.
We'll find out.
Your first Laura Branigan reference of the day on the text line from 8532. Did you see the classic radio station in St. Louis that has removed all Boston?
I did see
from
that.
Its rotation. So that it's not quite as ridiculous as playing Gloria by Laura Branigan for 24 consecutive hours, but you will not hear any of Boston's hits on classic rock a classic rock station in St. Louis. I don't know what it is. It's not necessarily the World Series or the Super Bowl. It seems like during the Stanley Cup finals, you see fun stories like
right.
this, where baseball and football and the NBA, to a certain extent. But the Stanley Cup finals really bring out the pettiness, creativity, and wackiness of fan bases and radio station general managers across the country.
It's something about hockey.
Hey, this will get the guys talking in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, if we take Boston out of the rotation.
Who's that an impersonation of?
Generic radio guy.
Okay. Just making sure.
Oh, you think it's too close to
that
somebody?
That was a little too close to a segment that I think a lot of people love, a lot of people hate. I know BJ and Marion.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Doug and Danny voice.
Yeah, that's exactly the same voice.
That's the Doug and Danny voice right there. No, the radio guy is a little higher like this. Coming up, Boston's. You're not going to hear any Boston here on 95.7 The Hits. St. Louis is home for, can I get the actual, do you know the radio station? Can you get me the call letters? You
is
know
it
what it KC is?
KC 95?
I want to say 95 something. You know, in another lifetime, could have been an FM disc jockey. You know, Smart FM is right
yeah,
across.
Yeah, it is KSHE 95. KC 95.
KC 95. Do they have a hip name? Like, are they the Eagle? Or, let's see. Give me something classic. Classic rock. What's this classic rock like? The Eagle, right?
No, just real rock radio. KC95.
Real. You're not going to hear Boston on real rock radio. Back to Bachman Turner Overdrive. Laura Branigan. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. Game two coming up tonight. We have game two tonight. We've had.
We do.
We will have all of the Stanley Cup Finals right here on KGYM, whether it's a four-game series, a seven-game series, or anything in between.
And that's the best thing about this. In the past, I've had when I'm driving home, I have to change the channel, and that's I don't like doing that. I want to stay on 106.3 FM or 107.5 FM, and I get to do that tonight. I love listening to our station, and the Blues are on. The NHL Stanley Cup Final is on. I'm not having to change anything. A little Darren Pang action on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And 106. Wait, are the Twins on tonight?
The Twins are off
tonight. The Twins are off tonight.
Why we've got Tommy. We're bothering him on his day off, which I don't know whether that makes it better or worse. 426. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the third member of the party will join us in the studio. That's our producer, Kyle Mann. He's got a big board update for you. And then Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports set to join the program. Badger Mike, we'll get to more Stanley Cup final talk coming up here in the first hour of the program today. Stick with us. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North Gyms, respectively, and online at kgymradio.com. Back with more after this.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
The Grillworks in Marion is a grill master's dream. Stocked with over 200 sauces and rubs, grills, smokers, and accessories, they have everything you need. Even free classes to up your grilling game. Need some barbecue advice? This is their passion. Beginning June 5th, tune in here on The Gym each Wednesday at 5 for the grilling tip of the week. And let The Grill Works make you the grill master you deserve to be. The Grill Works, your grilling and smoking headquarters. Visit them on 8th Avenue in Marion and on Facebook.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
As a mechanic, you're always fixing things, tinkering, tweaking, making it perfect for somebody else. But when's the last time you fixed something that's not working in your life? Star Equipment wants to take care of an experienced mechanic like you. There's always full-time work, summer or winter, and they'll make sure you have plenty of time with your family too. Get the stability, pay, and benefits you deserve from a growing business that shares your values. Learn more online at starequip.com. Equal opportunity employer. Pre-employment drug test required.
Before the start of the game, or once the game is over, the soundtrack for your celebration is Smart Rock on Smart FM. KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect combination for a great summer of top-of-the-line sports coverage. And Smart Rock is the perfect complement for all the action on and off the field. Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
No game today. The Twins enjoying off day in Florida before beginning a four-game series with the Red Hot Rays on Thursday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Cubs will look to avoid the sweep tonight against the Astros. Genesis Cabrera making his debut for the Cardinals and a lot more baseball action on the way. But as you heard there, none involving the Minnesota Twins tonight. That doesn't mean we can't talk Twins baseball. Tommy Watkins, old friend, manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, former hitting coach, now the first base coach, and outfield coach with the Minnesota Twins, set to join us tonight at about 5:20. So tune in to catch that. We'll also get to something that Alex has been itching to talk about the last 24 hours, and that's what an absolute cluster the Raiders organization is, because if they don't wind up on Hard Knocks, I don't know at this point whether there's any justice in the world or not. But before we get to Alex Halstead at 24/7 Sports, here's Kyle to tell you a couple of the reasons we're talking with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports today. Big board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by Alexander Lumber. For right now, you can still find them at their temporary location of 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City.
Yeah, it's been a really big 24 hours for Iowa State sports. As shortly after we got off the air last night, Penn State freshman transfer Razier Bolton committed to Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. His commitment had been a rumor for about a week or so, but there is still at least a little uncertainty regarding his eligibility. His immediate availability is dependent on an NCAA waiver, which about we have little details, but he's indicated strongly he expects it to work in his favor. The Cyclones backcourt will now be made up of NBA prospect Tyrese Haliburton, former 16-point-per-game scorer at Colorado State, Prentice Nixon, and Bolton, who averaged over 11 per game as a freshman. It was the football team's turn this morning, securing a late JUCO transfer and receiver Darren Wilson. He played at Butler Community College in Kansas and chose the Cyclones over West Virginia, and at 6'4" and 200 pounds was one of the top 100 transfers on the market this offseason. According to 24/7 Sports, Matt Campbell put together the 36th best recruiting class nationally and fourth in the Big 12. Yesterday, we learned Iowa's draw for the 2019 Gavitt Games, and today we learned the date. The Hawkeyes will host DePaul on Monday, November 11th. We've also started seeing reports that Iowa's been in contact with Valparaiso transfer Bakari Evelyn. He started his career at Nebraska, and then in 2017-2018, averaged over 12 per game at 44% from the floor and 38% from three for Valpo before seeing his minutes in shop dip last season. He'll reportedly visit Iowa City on June 7th. The Colonels had their series opener in Burlington postponed last night. The team's third rainout in the last week. They're running out of makeup days down the line, so they're squashing in a doubleheader this evening instead.
And kind of an interesting story to keep an eye on the high school ranks, but Marion looking for a new athletic director and girls basketball coach after the resignation of Corby Lauby. The school board is set to meet tonight. Sounds like that's one of the items on the agenda, accepting that resignation. I'm sure there's more to come on that. Jeff Linder at the Cedar Rapids Gazette has done a tremendous job of reporting on that. The Rough Riders also today announcing a couple trades. They send
with
forward, well, one of them is with the Des Moines Buccaneers.
Okay.
That's not the one that you're alluding to. They send forward Andre Bakanov to Des Moines for a conditional Phase 2 2020 draft choice. But defenseman Mitchell Miller is the newest member of the Tri-City Storm at the low cost to the official team of Doug and Daddy, the Tri-City Storm, of multiple 2020 draft choices. And I'm sure he'll be making his ESPN radio in the Tri-Cities
next time we see him
debut soon. I hope we see Doug and Daddy this year.
Me too.
I don't know. We haven't talked about Big Ten Football Media Day is 2 months away. Less than 2 months away.
Do we know the exact dates and when it is? Or excuse me, where it is?
Chicago?
I know it's in Chicago. Yeah, so the Big
don't
Ten.
Don't hold me to the fire on anything other than that. But a couple months away. Bear with us. The program is under construction until football season returns. 4:34, as we do have football news to discuss today, football and basketball news courtesy of Iowa State. So Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports checking in with us. And Alex, let's go ahead and start with what I think is a really intriguing story here, and that's the fact that Steve Prohm has picked up Rasir Bolton's commitment from Penn State, and Bolton seems to be confident that he can get a waiver from the NCAA to play immediately. What do you know about this situation?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because, you know, over the last several weeks, Steve Prohm has talked about how he wanted to use that last scholarship spot on an immediately eligible guard, a scorer that could come in and play right away in 2019-20. And that target's been Rasir Bolton from Penn State, but the situation with him is that, you know, as a typical transfer, this is a kid that's transferring after his freshman year from Penn State. So the typical NCAA rule would be to sit 1 year and then have 3 years of eligibility beginning in 2020. But both Bolton and, you know, I guess his camp think that there's a good chance that he's going to get a waiver. Talking to different people, I think Iowa State feels there's a decent confidence, I guess, from their side as well that he could get this waiver. Now, there's not a lot of information about what he's trying to get through this waiver, but there is some speculation on maybe the reasoning. Obviously, Penn State had some issues, I think, with their head coach. I think he got into an altercation at one point with one of their players. And so there's different things like that that it seems like he's leaving for reasons that he didn't think he was a fit at Penn State. And I guess, you know, him and his father and those people think that he's got a decent chance to get this waiver. But that will be filed soon. And I think, you know, in the coming weeks, Iowa State will know whether he's going to sit out next season or whether he's going to improve that backcourt.
I remember, say, about a month ago, Steve Prohm was talking about how they have to plan for life after Lindell Wigginton, not knowing for a fact that he was heading into the NBA, but having an idea that he was going to stay in the draft. Was this something that has been in the works and kind of they've been walking the tightrope, not knowing until now the official word on Lindell Wigginton?
It sounded like Iowa State, you know, got a feel several weeks ago that Wigginton was going to stay in the draft. I know he just announced a couple of days ago, and then this bullet thing followed that pretty quickly. To a point, I think it's a little bit coincidental. I think, you know, there was maybe always that line left open that if he wanted to come back, you know, they have that scholarship. But I think they've had the feeling for, you know, probably 3 weeks, maybe longer, that Wigginton was going to go. I think he just felt it was time to go, and you know, maybe he won't get drafted, but I think that was kind of what he wanted to do. And so they've been planning that they needed to go out and get somebody. You know, obviously they filled Cameron Bard and Taylen Horton Tucker's scholarships with, you know, Caleb Grill, a high school guard earlier this spring, and then a sit-out transfer and Javon Johnson from Troy. So they had filled two of the three spots, and they were pretty comfortable going and filling that third spot. The big question was, who could they get? They really wanted to get somebody immediately eligible. And as we just talked about, you know, that they hope that's Bolton, but I think at this point in the process, they felt like they needed to get the best talent they could, and they're hoping Bolton's eligible immediately, but they were willing to take that risk because they think even if that doesn't happen, he's a talented player that's going to be a multi-year player in this program. Like I said, once he does step on the court, he's got 3 years of eligibility remaining.
Alex Halstead with us from 24/7 Sports. Give us your best guess as to what the starting five would look like for Steve Prohm if the season opener were tomorrow.
That's a good question. It's been a hot topic, I think, on probably social media and the message board. I think just what if Bolton is eligible, especially what can this lineup look like? I think you're probably going to see a smaller front court, or I'm sorry, a smaller back court, you know, probably with three guys that are capable of being combo guards. Prentice Nixon coming in off his sit-out year. Obviously, he was at Colorado State, but sat out last year at Iowa State. I think you'd probably see Prentice Nixon, Tyrese Halliburton. We just talked about Bolton. And then possibly, you know, maybe two forwards with Michael Jacobson and Solomon Young. I think the biggest question would be, is Solomon Young that five, or do you start George Condit? So there's still some questions, but I think if Bolton gets eligible, I think you for sure probably have a backcourt of Tyrese Halliburton, Prentice Nixon, and Rasir Bolton, and then Michael Jacobson's in there. And then I think the big question is that fifth spot. But Steve Prohm said that that's one thing that, you know, he's happy they're going to be going to Italy in August. Before they go to Italy, they're going to get 10 days of extra practice. Then they go there, play three games. And between those two things, especially the games, it sounds like he's going to probably try to tinker with those lineups and experiment with small lineups and lineups that have two bigs. So, you know, last year was almost all four guard stuff, but they feel really good about the front court guys they have. So they have probably a lot more options. They just got to figure out what works. But I think it seems like if Bolton's eligible, that you're probably going to see him, Nixon, and Halliburton in that starting lineup.
Alex, it was a hot topic during the Hoiberg era. It's a hot topic during the Steve Prohm era. You pointed it out earlier today. Iowa State has added a transfer 9 out of the last 10 years. When you look back at all of the players that have come in from different schools, does it sort of amaze you how many guys that this program has hit on when other programs who go down that road, sometimes it doesn't work out so well?
Yeah, especially when you go back to the Fred Hoiberg era, they made on most of those guys. I think you know, that number, like you said, is 25 transfers in the last 10 years now. I think Hoiberg's first year, they took 5 or 6, and a lot of those guys were sit-outs like Royce White and guys like that. So early on, they really hit on guys. I think Steve Prohm has really hit on sit-out transfers a lot more than he has graduate transfers. You look at his sit-out transfers so far have been, you know, Mariel Shayok, Michael Jacobson, and Prentice Nixon. The first two have already had big roles last year. They think Nixon's going to be a big piece of this next year's team. So I think Prohm's been a little bit more successful probably with the sit-out transfers. Hoiberg had success with both, but was really good with, you know, those graduate transfers like Bryce DeJean Jones and DeAndre Kane. So it's been in kind of an interesting road. I think it started to change how that looks. Obviously, the grad transfer market's become a lot more competitive in the last several years with the likes of, you know, Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina even looking at transfers now. So it's changed a lot, but it was interesting to kind of, you know, look back to those first transfers, Jake Anderson back in 2010, and now the most recent, Bolton, and like you said, 25 over those 10 years.
One of the names you just mentioned, Mariel Shayok. We keep hearing a lot about Taylen Horton Tucker. We'll get to him in a second, but what are the chances we hear Mariel Shayok's name called in just under a month?
There is some thought that he could sneak into the second round. I think actually probably other than Horton Tucker would have probably the best shot. Wigginton still probably needs to prove some stuff. You know, Wyler Babb is actually a guy that people have brought up, but I think he's probably going to have to go through the G League if he's going to make it like, say, Naz Mitri-Long has. But, you know, Shayok went to the NBA G League Elite Camp in Chicago, impressed enough there to then get an invite to the NBA Combine. I think, you know, maybe the biggest thing that holds him back is his age. You know, he's already 24, and not that that's necessarily a huge negative, but NBA teams – you know, when they're drafting, seem to really like to draft these guys that they can, you know, have a really long shelf life ahead of, and kind of mold like an 18-year-old Taven Horton-Tucker. And I know it's different between taking a guy like Horton-Tucker that's going to be a first-rounder or taking a chance or a flyer on Merrill Sherrack, but I think that's one of the big things. But talking to some people, there is some thought that he could sneak into that second round, and that'd be good for him because, you know, I think so far it's kind of gone how he wanted it to, you know, leaving Virginia and coming to Iowa State to get that scoring role. It would kind of be probably everything that he went to Iowa State for.
Alex Halstead with us from 24/7 Sports discussing some Iowa State basketball and football recruiting news today. It's not often that you see in May, late May, an addition to the current year's signing class, but 3 years of Darren Wilson. What do we know about the wide receiver that Matt Campbell has added today?
Yeah, I obviously had some scholarships to play with this offseason, and so that's kind of what led to this today. You know, they filled a couple of those by getting graduate transfers, whether it's Rice cornerback, Justin Bickham back in the winter, or Arkansas wide receiver Michael Petway a few weeks ago. So they filled a couple of them with guys that can come in, spend 1 year in the program, and they hope help the 2019 roster. But they still had a scholarship out there, and like you said, that's where they went to Darren Wilson today, a 6'3.5" wide receiver out of Butler Community College. He's got 3 years to play three, so he's a little bit different even than your typical JUCO that's going to have 2 years. And so they really see this as a guy that has already started to develop his body, you know, 6'3.5", but probably 210 pounds. So he's not really that far off from probably his ideal playing weight either. And so, you know, he's been in kind of a college-like atmosphere for the last year, and he's going to be a redshirt sophomore. So you get a guy that's a little bit more developed and they think can come in and compete this year, but even beyond that is a big piece for 2020 and then 2021 when he'll still have two more years of eligibility. So this is a kid that was down to Iowa State and West Virginia and then picked Iowa State over the Mountaineers today.
Alex, we appreciate you making the time to join us this afternoon. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Alex Halstead, always appreciative of jumping on the air with us here in Eastern Iowa, talking Cyclone sports and a twofer, as Kyle mentioned, over the last 24 hours, Iowa State getting a very nice pickup on the basketball side of things, and Darren Wilson, 3 years to play, the junior college wide receiver, filling a hole for Matt Campbell. I still am really intrigued by the idea that the NCAA waiver is going to come Iowa State's way here with regard to Rasir Bolton, who I don't know what the hardship is. I don't know what the sell is going to be to the NCAA, but you heard Alex say that Steve Prohm wanted to use this last scholarship on someone who was going to be able to play this year. And I don't think that this marriage comes about if they're not confident that Bolton is going to be able to play this year. So he must be a lot better at reading the tea leaves, Steve Prohm is, than some of the rest of us out there. This will be fascinating. Not that I'm rooting for Bolton to not be eligible, but I think that would really sort of make this story a lot more interesting here. But certainly worth keeping an eye on. And if he is eligible, it sounds like he's going to be in the mix almost immediately for a starting role with Steve Prohm and the Cyclones.
And all of a sudden, Iowa State, where there were a lot of question marks, at least has something to build on, at least a little bit of depth and explosiveness on the perimeter to make you think that maybe they can push for an NCAA tournament spot when they lost just a couple of months ago. Mariel Shayok to graduation. Had a very good idea that Taylen Horton-Tucker and Lindell Wigginton weren't going to be back. So it was very bleak for them, not to say that everything is figured out, but at least things seem to be headed in a direction that is favorable for that program.
319-366-1600. That is the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It is a Wednesday. Normally we are out and about in the summer on Wednesdays for Lunchbox Heroes, but due to the Memorial Day weekend, the shortened work week, we decided that it would be best to push our next Lunchbox Heroes appearance to next week. Alex and I are going to be at a construction project on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Looking forward to being back near some of our old haunts. Some of my old haunts have closed down. It's been a long time since I've spent time on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, but Alex is a little bit more familiar with some of the current businesses there. You can read more about Lunchbox Heroes on our website, kgymradio.com. And while you're there, you can also vote in our poll question, do the Blues even things up tonight? Poll questions brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast, tucked away behind the Taco John's. And we'll get into that Game 2 showdown in just a little bit as we return. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Summer's closer than you think. So are Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, with up to 40% off appliance special buys, like an LG Mega Capacity Top Load Washer and Electric Dryer for just $5.98 each. That'll save loads. But hurry, just like summer, they'll be gone before you know it. Today is the day for doing, with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, Wasp Buzz Last, Gas Dryer Extra. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
This is Alex Kuhn from KGYM, and I'm here to tell you it's time to get your nacho on at Buffalo Wild Wings with their new and improved Ultimate Nachos for just $5. That's right, just $5 today through June 2nd. Yep, a whole week of $5 nachos, 7 days of cheesy jalapeno heaven. So what are you waiting for? Come in and stuff your face with loaded nachos. Then repeat it 6 more times, because this doesn't happen every week. And who knows when it will happen again. That's how you do $5 nacho week at Buffalo Wild Wings now through June 2nd. Dine in only at participating locations, available for a limited time while supplies last.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Need to wax your car but can't find the time? New 303 Touchless Sealant is the faster, better, smarter way. Spray on and rinse off. That's it. Get that Just Wax shine and protection in minutes, adding hours back into your day. The brilliant protective shine in 303 Touchless Sealant lasts up to 6 months, twice as long as traditional wax. It works great on glass and wheels, too. More protection and shine, less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your guy smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Visit the Home Depot to see and feel the new decking color for yourself. Trex Enhanced Naturals in Coastal Bluff.
The Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the fifth straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Game 1.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on The Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
4:51, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you weekdays from 4 until 7 right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio, also coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, online at kgymradio.com. You can go to the website, pull up podcast if you missed anything from yesterday's show, or if you miss a segment or interview from today, you want to go back and revisit it, or just want to listen to this show at your leisure outside of the confines of 4 to 7 p.m., We don't care how you consume the product as long as you are consuming it. Game two of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Alex is rocking the... You said you got that jersey in 1999?
Yes, 1999.
And it still fits?
See, for some reason,
I'm so
jealous. I don't know how it happened, but it was way too big for me at the time.
Okay.
I mean, it's an extra large, and I thought I'd grow in... It's a little bit smaller than my other sweaters, but I just think that's the way that these things used to fit. It still fits, yes.
How old were you?
In 1999?
Yeah.
I was eight. I was kind of a bigger kid.
Okay.
I was definitely the chubby kid.
You're sitting across from me right now in a sweater that you wore when you were 8 years old, and it still fits today.
It was like my sleeping shirt when I was eight. It was like a dress on me.
And now you're just now. I know what you're trying to do now. You're trying to make me feel better. I wore my high school baseball jersey to my to an event for my 20th high school reunion last summer, and this was still when I was in relatively decent condition with regard to my diet, and that thing was still bursting at the seams. I was worried somebody was going to get an eye put out, like in A Christmas Story. But now. Looking at you wearing something that you first wore in 1999, that thing's in good shape too. It's held up well.
The reason it was held up well because I didn't really wear it all that much because it was too big for me. I really don't understand why I got a jersey that was eight sizes too big for me at the time, but apparently that's what I wanted.
Hey, sometimes you see or someone sees something on the sale rack and they just can't pass it up, even though it's, I have a couple Cubs jerseys at home that are a size way too big for me, even now that I'm fat again. And I bought them because they were at such a ridiculous price point. I was like, I can't pass that bargain up.
Right.
I've got to have those jerseys. Now they just hang in my closet. I don't wear them. Tried to wear one time and it looked like a circus tent.
The best example of that I ever had is I went and saw, or went to a store, and there was a Brian Urlacher authentic University of New Mexico jersey for like $25, but it was a 3X. But you bet I pulled the trigger on that one.
It was back when Urlacher first had hair, then he didn't have hair, and now he does the hair restoration that you see the billboards for in Chicago all the time. I think it was Badger Mike on the text line that wanted you to explain the penalty that was called in the Blues on the Blues in the third period in game one.
I think he's referring to the one on Sammy Blake. There were a couple of them where they probably were no calls, but they were called anyway. Those happen. There was a charging penalty there was a big hit that Torrey Krug made on Robert Thomas, which, going back and looking at it, was not a penalty. Should not have been a penalty. It was a clean hit. But there were a few, including the one that Badger Mike is referring to, that were pretty touchy. But at the end of the day, did not affect the outcome of game one. I would not have called those, though.
Are you expecting, because it is the poll question today at KGYMradio.com, are you expecting the Blues to even the series up tonight at the TD Garden?
So I have to make a prediction?
Well, I want to get your feel on this. Are you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that the Blues will play better tonight than they did in game 1? Let's put it that way.
Better tonight than in game 1, 10.
Because they looked awful in game 1.
In the second and third periods in game 1, they looked terrible. And they'll be better than they were in the other night just by not taking 5 penalties and being stupid. Winning the game, though, I'd say about a 5, 4.5, 5. I don't feel necessarily good about the Blues playing in that building and the way that things looked in the second and third period. I know the Blues have bounced back, but the Bruins, I just have this sinking feeling they're a little bit better than the teams they've played in the playoffs.
Well, game 3 is in St. Louis this weekend, and as we've discussed on the program, you will be going to it, whether or not they'll be trying to climb out of a 2-0 hole, or whether the series will be even, will be determined tonight, and you can hear it right here on KGYM. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, We'll set things up for a 5 o'clock hour that features a chat with an old friend of the show. We'll tell you who it is next.
Welcome back to SportsView. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, wow, Bob, that's a lot of work.
What?
You're waxing your car the old-fashioned way. Why?
Because I want the look, the protection, you know.
Well, now there's a better way. 303 Touchless Sealant. Spray on and rinse off. You're done in minutes. And it lasts longer than the wax you'll be pushing around your hood all afternoon.
Sold.
303 Touchless Sealant it is.
Hey, where are you going?
Everywhere, Bob. It's a beautiful day.
303 Touchless Sealant. All the protection and shine in no time. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the fifth straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Game 1.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on the Gym. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
4:58, welcome back in as we put the finishing touches on hour number one of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We got two more to come before we get to part ways with you for tonight on 1600 AM. 106.3, 107.5 FM, our South and North gyms, respectively, in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, and online at kgymradio.com. Our number one saw us chat Cyclone Sports with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. If you missed it, you can go back and listen after the show's over tonight. Our podcast available at kgymradio.com. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Tommy Watkins, former Cedar Rapids Colonels manager, now the first base coach and outfield coach with the Minnesota Twins, the first place Minnesota Twins. Fresh off wisdom tooth surgery yesterday, will be with us on the program tonight as we'll get a firsthand account, an insider's look at just what is going on in the Twin Cities as Minnesota now 20 games over 500 and not looking back anytime soon at the Cleveland Indians. Plus, Alex has been chomping at the bit to discuss his thoughts on the Raiders becoming an even bigger mess than they actually are. All that, plus a chance for you to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road in the next 60 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Doug Brown. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken rib. He got hurt during a massage at home. Second baseman Jose Altuve came back to Houston with fatigue in his right leg while on a rehab assignment for a sore left hamstring. Game one of the NBA Finals tips off tomorrow night in Toronto. The Raptors and Warriors. Coverage at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ABC. Raptors coach Nick Nurse says it didn't take long for him to see how good Kawhi Leonard really is.
Sometimes he would create an open space for himself and he wouldn't take it. And then he'd create another one and take that one. And I was just like, this guy really creates his own shot so easily. So, you know, I thought right away he was special.
Nick Nurse on the jump. The deadline for players to withdraw from the NBA draft is just before midnight Eastern time tonight. Free agent defensive lineman Gerald McCoy wrapped up his 2-day visit with the Ravens today. There's no deal yet, but the Ravens and Browns are still thought to be the front runners for McCoy, who was cut by the Buccaneers last week.
Coming up Thursday after a 17,914-day wait, the NBA Finals finally begin. Kevin Durant won't play, but he did board a plane for Toronto. Have we seen the last of KD in a Warriors jersey? Plus the latest from the Stanley Cup Final. Go look and win go Thursday. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
The Sports Center update was brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Looking to restore lost fuel economy? Make sure you're getting the most out of your ride with Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment. Right now, only $3.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
5:03, welcome back in, or welcome to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, hour number 2 of 3 with you, 1600 AM, Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio, as well as local programs like this one and the gym class. You can catch Scott Unash and Mark Dukes again tomorrow, as they'll come your way between 3 and 4 o'clock. 106.3, 107.5 FM are south and north gym frequencies in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, and online at kgymradio.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll catch up with former Cedar Rapids Colonels manager Tommy Watkins, currently the first base coach for the first-place Minnesota Twins. Plus, here in the 5 o'clock hour, your first of two chances to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. We'll be back at Mulligan's next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Mulligan's home to great happy hour specials daily from 3 until 6. And on Thursdays, like tomorrow night, you can enjoy half-price wings from 6 o'clock until close. You can learn more about the live music Mulligan's offers from time to time by visiting their Facebook page. 366-1600, by the way, is the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. There are two opportunities for you to take home a Mulligan's gift card tonight. The second one will be on the way in the 6 o'clock hour. It's the 6 o'clock showdown, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more than your opponent, you will be off to Mulligan's to enjoy another $30 gift card. Lots more to get to here on the program. Who would have thought, though, that Carlos Correa going on the disabled list for 4 to 6 weeks due to an injury, broken rib suffered during a massage at his home, would be the second most bizarre massage story in the sports world in 2019. You would normally, if you told somebody at the beginning of the year, hey, an all-star caliber baseball player is going to be injured, he's going to break a rib for 4 to 6 weeks while undergoing a massage, and that's going to be the second most bizarre massage story of the year, you would probably have really piqued people's interest back in January. What could possibly be more interesting than that?
I hate to say this, Todd, but I think it might be the third if you want to count Mike McCarthy. Are you going to put Mike McCarthy third in that on that list?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Missing team meetings for a massage?
Purge him from my memory permanently.
But yes, we can all agree to hand the crown to Robert Kraft in
this
situation.
You said it, not me. I was just leaving it ambiguous. People could have drawn their own conclusions there, but how do you break a rib? That's a hell of a thorough massage to break a rib out 4 to 6 weeks.
That's a terrifying massage. I thought they're supposed to feel good.
Have you ever done the hot rock massage? Maybe it was a really, 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 really big rock that they put on him.
They just put a boulder on his back.
You do the hot rock massage where they put them on you and it loosens the muscles up. I want to go get a massage now. a legitimate massage, not the other kind. 319-366-16. I think Robert Kraft will be at the game tonight. Speaking of,
did you? So the he was at the game the other night, and the video board showed him, and the entire crowd gave him a round of applause. The Blues announcer Chris Kerber said,
"I don't say it. Don't okay."
On the air, he goes, "Well, we at least found a video that Robert Kraft wants to be a part of."
That's good. That's really good. I can't say what I want to right now because it's a little too risque, but it's another term for a round of applause. And good on Robert Kraft for still showing himself in public and once again proving. I guess the book isn't completely closed on that yet, but if you have money, you can pretty much bury anything that you want. If that video, it hasn't made its way to the light of day yet.
I really just don't want that video to make its way to the light of day.
Some poor person out there who gets caught on video doing what Robert Kraft was alleged to have done, that video gets out 100 times out of 100. But for right now, it's out of sight, out of mind. Carlos Correa, 4 to 6 weeks.
I mean, it's out of sight, but maybe never out of mind. But sorry, continue. Yes.
Yeah.
Carlos Correa is.
Is it? I'm trying to think of Halloween-inspired Robert Kraft costumes this year. Every year, someone has to go as, they have to be that guy or that girl at Halloween where they make a topical reference. But I think we're so far out from Halloween. It is not right around the corner is what I'm trying to get at, that the chances are that you'll see any Robert Kraft-inspired Halloween costumes are slim to none. But that's not good news for the Astros, who are still without George Springer and Jose Altuve at this point. They have players on their roster right now: Miles Straw, Garrett Stubbs, and Jack Mayfield. Again, all three of those guys sound like they are computer-generated players in MLB The Show.
Conspiracy theory, maybe they are. Maybe this is all some... some large ploy by this evil empire, the Houston Astros, that they're literally computer generating players giving them fake names.
The last time that I played that game, I think I have the version that had Yasiel Puig on the cover, which tells you exactly how long ago it's been since he was a thing ever so briefly before flaming out and becoming just a regular player, although I'm still sort of a fan of his. You would have these computer-generated players in the minor leagues because they don't have the rights to use the minor league players' names. They can only use players who are part of the MLB Players Association. And so you'd have these random computer-generated jumbling of names. So you'd have, like, Clayton Puig would be a double-A catcher or something. You're like, it's ridiculous.
Jose Hernandez. My favorite, though, was that Barry Bonds didn't allow himself his likeness to be used.
He had his own licensing agreement, and therefore he got a larger payday. Because, like, when Topps was making baseball cards, you don't make a baseball card set without Barry Bonds in it when he was an active player. So if you flip over a baseball card, you'll see the Major League Baseball Players Association logo usually in the lower right-hand corner. If you flip over a Bonds card, you'll see he has his own logo in the lower right-hand corner. He
must be nice.
Got a larger piece of the pie than other. You'll have to, next time you see Luke Voit, you ask him about what the going rate is for a Topps baseball card contract.
I will ask him that.
It used to be a couple $100. Now I'm sure it's a couple $1,000 every year, and then they can basically use your likeness any way that they would like. I am really bummed that I'm working until 7 o'clock tonight because, as some of you know, Wright Thompson is in Iowa City tonight appearing at Big Grove as part of his world book tour. Wright Thompson, the outstanding author at ESPN.com. He's written a tremendous profile years ago on Dan Gable. I believe Dan Gable is going to be there as well tonight. And here we sit with one of the greatest authors. I mean, if you want to talk about, I guess if you put that, what is Wright Thompson as a writer in comparison to the sports world? It would be like if Michael Jordan were 20 miles away from you and you know that you couldn't go and listen to Michael Jordan or see him play. That's kind of, for me anyway, kind of what this is tonight.
LeBron James. Wright Thompson is fantastic, but the greatest of all time?
Well, in
I'm trying to change this
you're
into
absolutely
a,
right, because LeBron is the contemporary greatest of all time, the current.
And there's that there's always that argument
Frank
of
DeFord is dead and
exactly. He is absolutely probably the most talented writer there is. He's contemporary. He's doing things that no one's ever done. So it's the Michael Jordan versus LeBron debate.
And if he's just, you know, in the rental car cooling his heels right now, waiting until that program starts at 7 o'clock and would like to come on the program and chat with us, he is, of course, welcome to give us a call at 319-366-1600. I was chatting with Nate Kading a couple weeks ago online about coming on and promoting that event, and I never got around to following up on that. Speaking of Nate, though, he's got a job in the NFL. This sort of flew under the radar.
I did not know that.
Nate Kading is a member of the Minnesota. I don't know if he's technically going to be a member of the coaching staff for the Minnesota Vikings, but he is right now working as a consultant for the Vikings kickers. Goes to the Twin Cities two or three times a week when they're in camp to work with their kickers. So that is a man, Nate Kading, who
there's not enough time in the day for everything that he does.
He's not quite the most interesting man in the world, but he's everywhere, and he's got a lot of irons in the fire. Let's put it that way. I think back to the very first Iowa football media day that I ever covered. It was his freshman year. He and Reese Morgan both had joined the Iowa football program at the same time from Iowa City West High. And thinking back at the time, little did anybody know that the local kid was going to become arguably the greatest place kicker in school history and go on to a nine-year career in the NFL with the Chargers, one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history, and now I can't find my words today. I really am struggling lately, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the fact that it's late May. A prolific businessman. Prolific is the word. Don't sit me down with a New York Times crossword puzzle anytime soon, because I'm going to struggle on any words that have more than one syllable in them. Prolific is the word that I was looking for, and I couldn't find it in the depths of my mind. Yet, if you ask me, hey, Genesis Cabrera is making his debut for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Did he come through the Midwest League? And I can immediately tell you, yeah, he was a Bowling Green hot rod. Came over in the Tommy Pham deal. Those I can recall. If you were to ask me very important dates or events in my life or any other random thing, good luck.
Well, let's turn this into a positive thing, Todd. Why don't we have a segment on the show very similar to the one that they did with Sean McVay, where he can recall plays from random games during the course of his career. He has a photographic memory. I will just ask you about random Midwest League baseball players from 10 years ago.
You're putting me to sleep with that, and I would be the subject of the segment.
Emmanuel Duran.
Emmanuel Duran. That name sounds familiar.
South Bend Silverhawk, 2006.
Okay. Where are you getting these names?
He was actually a teammate of one of my former bosses in St. Louis.
Okay.
So I've heard many stories about Mr. Duran.
Back when they were a Diamondbacks affiliate.
The same year were Emilio Bonifacio, Carlos Gonzalez.
That was the same year. I had to shoehorn that story in last night because we were up against a hard break. But that was the All-Star game in Peoria in 2005, where the drunk woman was belligerent and insisted that I autograph the jersey, that I was a player. And I tried. I gave her five outs. And on the sixth time, I took that black Sharpie, and I graphed that baby up. It was huge.
And it's
may or may not have also put a fake number on there. I think I signed my high school baseball number under there. But she was insistent that I sign the jersey, and I tried to tell her no. And so I've always wanted. I looked. I thought for sure that thing was going to pop up on eBay like a day after the All-Star game, and it never did.
Never
so it's
popped
still,
up on eBay.
Still somewhere in someone's personal memorabilia collection. She probably thought her grandkids were going to be put through college with that. There'd be some good signature. Carlos Gonzalez was an All-Star that year. He's, boy, his career kind of flamed out. But back to the idea of a photographic memory. Would you want a photographic memory? I sometimes think
yes.
about things like this. And I, as much as I think it would be a great thing to have, then you make references to things like the Robert Kraft video, which luckily we haven't seen. And I'm thinking, if I had a photographic memory, it's not only the good things or things that you want to remember, you would have immediate and graphic recall of some pretty disturbing things.
That's true.
Would you want a photographic memory?
Like the most embarrassing things in your life you remember every single detail of.
No, I'm out. I'm out on a photographic. Put me somewhere between where I'm currently at memory-wise and having a photographic memory, and I can live a very happy life. I don't think I would want a photographic memory.
That's such a horrible feeling when you remember something that you did that was so embarrassing and still is embarrassing to you. If I had a photographic memory, I feel like every single day I'm going back to that memory and remembering and recalling every detail from it. I don't want that.
Text line is pointing out that Nate Kading still looks like he could play. He's a very young 37 years old. I completely agree with that. That to me is the better attribute than a photographic memory. The ability to look decades younger than you actually are. Although the older I get, and I've never really been a vain person when it comes to my looks because I've never had any to begin with, but the older I look, the less I care about. I take my son to daycare every day, and I think for the longest time, the teachers at the daycare thought that his father was homeless or jobless because I basically drop him off in my pajamas every day because I don't have to be to work until 11 o'clock. And so he goes to daycare a couple hours early. I don't shower and dress while he's still at home. I drop him off, and then I go home and I get ready to come into work. So I've never really been terribly concerned with my outward appearance, which does sometimes come back to bite me because I will go out looking like a homeless person, and the next thing you know, I'm going to wind up being a downtown ambassador here in Cedar Rapids. 5:20, Kyle is going to come in. I don't know. I got to stop referencing stories that I don't know whether people are up on or not, but the city is, I read this in the Gazette earlier today, the city thinks it's going to solve a problem downtown by turning these people into some sort of, not necessarily a police force, but they're calling them ambassadors to downtown Cedar Rapids. And I'm thinking, that's going to end well. Kyle is with us here in the studio right now. He's going to bring you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber. You can check him out on Independence Drive in Iowa City or at the Answers by Alexander showroom not too far away on South Gilbert Street.
It's been a big 24 hours for Iowa State sports, as shortly after we got off the air last night, Penn State freshman transfer Razier Bolton committed to Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. His commitment had been a rumor for about a week or so, but there's still at least a little uncertainty regarding his eligibility. His immediate availability is dependent on an NCAA waiver, about which we have little details, but he's indicated strongly that he expects it to work out in his favor. The Cyclones' backcourt will now be made up of Bolton, who averaged over 11 points per game and shot 36% from three as a freshman, Prentice Nixon, who scored over 16 points per game at Colorado State, and NBA prospect Tyrese Halliburton. It was the football team's turn this morning, securing a late JUCO transfer and receiver Darren Wilson. He played at Butler Community College in Kansas and chose the Cyclones over West Virginia, and at 6'4" and 200 pounds was one of the top 100 transfers on the market this offseason. According to 24/7 Sports, Matt Campbell put together the 36th best recruiting class nationally and fourth in the Big 12. Yesterday, we learned Iowa's draw for the 2019 Gavitt Games, and today we learned the date. The Hawkeyes will host DePaul on Monday, November 11th. We've also started seeing reports that Iowa's been in contact with Valparaiso transfer Bakari Evelyn. He started his career at Nebraska, and then in 2017-2018 averaged over 12 points per game at 44% from the floor and 38% from three for Valparaiso before seeing his minutes and shots dip last season. He's reportedly going to visit Iowa City on June 7th. The Colonels had their series opener in Burlington postponed last night. The team's third ran out in the last week. They're running out of makeup days down the line, so they're squashing in a doubleheader tonight instead.
The story from KCRG, and so I want to make sure that I get this right. Cedar Rapids City Council approves Downtown Ambassadors Program. And the first couple lines tell you everything you need to know here. A new pilot program will hire former homeless people to patrol parts of downtown Cedar Rapids. That's the idea behind the Downtown Ambassadors program aimed at curbing crimes, littering, and disturbances around Green Square. And the city council approved the plan last night at its meeting. It's thinking outside the box. They'll have vests on. They'll be easy to spot, according to KCRG. 319-366-1600. Look at me taking a giant crap on something that is actually a good, heartwarming story. Shame on me. 523. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll catch up with Twins first base coach and former Colonels manager, friend of the program. This guy at one time tried to worm his way onto the airwaves here on a weekly basis. He wanted his own show inside a show, and we told him to get lost. And eventually he did. He got lost all the way to the Twins and the Twin Cities. Tommy Watkins joins us next.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
The family kickoff to summer is back this Saturday. Tanager Place Summerfest. All the fun is from 3 to 6 with over 50 free activities, including the General Mills Make Your Own Cereal Tent, Eddie's Rod and Custom Car and Motorcycle Show, Craft Tent and STEM activities, and so much more. Bring your family to Tanager Place Summerfest this Saturday at the Collins Aerospace Sports Complex on Collins Road across from Norridge Park. Generously sponsored by General Mills, Collins Aerospace, Master Tool and Manufacturing, and Diamond V. Details at tanagerplace.org.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to Milex in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at Milex, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
Milex Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. CedarRapidsMilexAuto.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
KGYM and Smart FM, a perfect combination. Like a perfectly turned double play, a perfectly timed pass, a perfect handoff, a perfect assist, a perfect drive, a perfect shot from beyond the three-point line. The perfect song for your celebration. The perfect band that brings back great memories. Perfect sports coverage on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
No game today. The Twins enjoying off day in Florida before beginning a four-game series with the Red Hot Rays on Thursday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Todd Brownlee-Camp Show with Alex Kuhn back with you on 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North Gyms respectively. The North Gym, 107.5 FM, your home all summer long for Minnesota Twins baseball. No game tonight as the Twins enjoy a well-deserved off day. 37-17, sitting 10 games in front of the Cleveland Indians in the American League Central standings at the moment. And with us, longtime friend of the program and current Minnesota Twins first base coach, Tommy Watkins. Tommy, you got to be having the time of your life back in the big leagues and the Twins 37-17.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far. Going to enjoy this day off today and I'll get back at it tomorrow.
Tommy, we haven't chatted with you since you found out that you were going to be in the big leagues, but we ask players all the time when they get that call, what's the moment like? How did you find out, and what was that moment like for you when you knew you were going to be going to the big leagues and joining Rocco Baldelli's staff?
Well, I was out in the fall league, and I had heard the day before that I was most likely going to be back in Double A, and the very next day, about 24 hours later, I got a call from Rocco. I missed it. I called him back and said, hey, it's Rocco. I thought he was just calling to say congratulations. I congratulated him on getting a job. We got to chatting a little. And at the end of our chat, he asked if I wanted to be the first base coach. They wanted me to be the first base coach and was I interested. And that was it, man. I go back. I feel like the phone call was long, but it was like a 4-minute phone call. It was pretty exciting.
We've talked to a lot of people who cover the Twins. We've had Mitch Garver on the program with us. Everybody says the same thing about Rocco Baldelli. The atmosphere there is really relaxed, really laid back. Is that true?
Yeah, it is for sure. He wants guys to be themselves. He wants guys to relax and have fun, and he feels like if guys are relaxed and they're having fun, you get the most out of them. So we've been having a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Tommy, for you, somebody who has spent so much time in the minor leagues teaching developmental prospects, teaching kids what it takes to be a professional baseball player, has it been sort of a learning process for you in the first couple months as to the differences of now being in the major leagues and dealing with major league players?
It definitely has been a learning curve for me, especially at the beginning of the year. Things are going kind of fast, but I think they've slowed down a little bit here in the last couple of weeks or so. But I just try to learn as much as I can every day. Rocco, Shetty, and all those guys are really good at helping everybody. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm going to continue to try to learn as much as I can.
Twins first base coach Tommy Watkins with us, former Cedar Rapids Colonels hitting coach and manager. What do they have you doing there in Minneapolis other than coaching first base? What are your other duties?
I'm in charge of the outfield and base running. Tony and I hit up the base running together.
When you look at some of the outfielders and really the entire team, first in the majors and home runs, some guys having really, really good starts to the year, what do you attribute the onslaught of big flies to this season?
I don't know. I just think of the guys that we have on our team. Adding Nelson Cruz, CJ Cron, and Scope. And those guys, I think that from last year, that's about 88 home runs in itself right there, not including the guys like Polanco and Kepler. to know that's been here. I just think it's a group of guys that we have. Great group of guys. They go out and compete every night. They hit the ball hard, and a lot of those balls are ending up over the fence.
Let's talk a little bit about Jorge Polanco. We saw him in Cedar Rapids the first year you guys were here as a Twins affiliate. A really good player, has played extremely well every step of the way on his way to the major leagues, but he's really enjoying a breakout year this year. What's clicked for him?
No, Jorge's always been a baseball player. He goes out and plays the game hard every night. I think he's a true hitter. We've seen that when he was in Cedar Rapids. But, you know, just going out and playing and putting the guys around him. I bring up Nelson Cruz again. Like, the professional he is, I think he helps everybody around him.
Speaking of baseball players that go out and play hard every night, he's become kind of a fan favorite. What is Willens Astudillo like behind the scenes?
He's funny, man. He comes in with the same attitude every day. You could play him almost anywhere. He's just a good guy to have on your team. He keeps everybody loose. He has fun. He laughs. And he plays hard as well, too. So he's fun to watch. He is definitely a fan favorite.
Could you beat him in a foot race?
Oh, definitely. I've been telling him that since spring training.
How about?
I don't want to actually race him, and maybe one of us get hurt, especially him. I might get in trouble for that, but I told him the last day of the season, man, you're going to race.
How about Buxton?
No, I wouldn't even joke around about being able to beat him, but he is fun to watch run around the bases, I'll tell you that. A lot of umpires say, when he's running around, like, man, he's fun to watch run around the bases. That's how fast he is.
Is he all right? I saw him crash into another wall the other night.
Yeah, he did. I got a chance to talk to him during the game last night, and he's feeling okay. I think his knee was hurting a little bit, but it wasn't anything major.
Now, Tommy, I know that you work with the outfielders, but just how unbelievable has this starting rotation been this season?
Man, our whole pitching staff has been good. We test our record, but they throw it over. They give us a chance, and they've been fun to watch.
The pitching coach up there, we've talked a little bit about him on the program before, coming from the University of Arkansas, no professional baseball experience whatsoever. As a guy who's been around pro baseball before, were you skeptical that this was going to work?
Not at all. I think, when they bring people in, I think they have an idea of who they want and what they're doing. So, I never had any. I never second guessed. Been bringing in Wes. He's a great guy. Very smart. It's fun to listen to him talk and try to pick his brain about what he's thinking. So never second guess once about them bringing him in.
Now, a guy that you worked with in the Midwest League, Miguel Sano, are you sensing that he's kind of getting his feet back underneath him after coming back from injury? I know he had a tough year last year, and there was a lot of hype going into the year about how he worked in the offseason, then had that unfortunate injury. Now he's back. Is he coming along nicely?
Yeah, he is. I think he did some really good work in the offseason, trying to get in shape, and then I think he had a little setback with his foot. But, Sano works hard, and he's been good to have back in the lineup. I think everybody in that lineup will hold you. Adding him with some extra pop in the lineup that you got to be afraid to pitch to a little bit.
You've brought up Nelson Cruz a couple times, a veteran guy, professional hitter. Does he make the loudest contact on the team?
He does definitely make loud contact. But, man, I'm telling you, everybody makes a lot of contact on our team. Kepler, man, the ball comes off his bat low and hard. Rosario, Polanco, Sano. I think we go up and down the lineup, and the ball really does come hard off everybody's bat. But Cruz is one that it really does come off hard. It's fun to watch him take BP.
Well, let's talk about Max Kepler a little bit. This is a young man who I think most people are familiar with his story, but maybe Twins fans aren't. Came over from Germany. He's had a long journey to the major leagues and is finally starting to unlock some of these tools that we saw him display in the minor leagues. This has to be really rewarding for you to see a guy like Max Kepler have that breakthrough at the big league level.
It is for sure. You know, especially having our guys in the minor leagues, I think you want everybody to go up and get successful when they get to the big leagues. But it's been fun to watch him play. Like I said, he hits the ball hard. He plays the game hard. He's always running out of the box. The defense has been good. He's fun to watch, man. It's good to see him grow into his own.
Now, I know he's been injured. I know he's expected to come back. But what about the year that Mitch Garver was having before he got hurt?
He was having a good season. Catching's been good. The pop has been unbelievable. Like I say, the length in our lineup is unbelievable. I think you can name anybody, and they can hurt you. I heard Jonathan talk the other day. He said, 1-9 in our lineup can hurt you. Then he rephrased it. So he knows, like, 1-13. But it's everybody. And Mitch has been swinging the bat really well. And he's been fun to watch. Hopefully get him back soon and just add to the depth of our lineup.
How close do you think he is to coming back? I know they sent him to Pensacola the other day to begin a rehab.
Yeah, I'm not sure when he'll be back. I saw that he flew out the other day to go play in Pensacola a little bit. But should be sometime soon. I'm not really sure.
Hey, Tommy, not to take you back to the minor leagues here at all, but I know a guy that you're familiar with at least a little bit from having been around the organization for a while. We just got Wander Javier here in Cedar Rapids a couple days ago. We haven't yet got the chance to see him play, but what can you tell us about his game?
Good athlete. We talk about the ball coming off people's bat hard. Ed is one of them. We got a chance to see him playing some big league spring training games, and he was fun to watch. He had a little setback with a little injury, but I think you guys would be really happy with him, and he'll be a good one to come out to the ballpark and watch every day.
Tommy, we appreciate you taking the time to join up with us here, especially on your day off. 37-17, and I don't think the ride is going to slow down anytime for you guys anytime soon. It's been fun following along, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tommy Watkins, the Twins' first base coach, former Colonels manager and hitting coach, joining us on the program. Tommy, longtime friend of not only the show, but me personally. I've known him for many years, dating back to his time in the Midwest League with the Beloit Snappers before they even came to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, I was going to say, I alluded to Tommy working with Miguel Sano in the Midwest League. I'm glad I did, because that was in Beloit. That was back when the Twins were affiliated with the Beloit Snappers.
When you look at the active roster, it is littered with guys that have come through Cedar Rapids.
Right.
And the guys that he has worked with in the minor leagues, Eddie Rosario and Miguel Sano, worked with him in Beloit. And then the rest of the guys, like Jorge Polanco, Byron Buxton, Max Kepler, we've seen them come through Cedar Rapids here. Mitch Garver, who's working his way back to the major leagues, currently on a rehab assignment in Double-A. Tommy has had his thumbprints on all of these guys.
Right.
Luis Araya is a guy we didn't even bring up with him. I probably should have, because he's a guy some Twins fans are just now getting to know. We saw him as a Midwest League All-Star back in 2016 here with the Colonels, a guy who can just roll out of bed in the morning and hit. Reminds me a little bit of Alexi Amarista and Alexi Casilla, two guys that came through the Colonels when they were with the Angels, these little Latin infielders that just hit the cover off the ball. Remarkable story so far this year. The Minnesota Twins have been helped out, of course, by the injuries to the Cleveland Indians, especially the Indians pitching staff. But when opportunity knocks, you have to open the door, and that's what the Twins have done this year. And Tommy's got a front row seat, literally and figuratively, for all of this. He doesn't have to do much coaching at first base when these guys keep hitting home runs. Just gives them a high five and a slap on the butt as they pass him by.
The amount of home runs that they've hit is just astounding. To be leading the majors in home runs is incredible. I think that that's the one thing. I'm not worried about their offense moving forward. I think that they're very deep, and they're going to score runs. They may go through some ebbs and flows here or there, but they're going to score runs pretty consistently. The pitching staff has been so unbelievable. That's where I'm like, okay, can they continue at this pace? Can Jake Odorizzi continue at the pace that he is at and continue to give this team 6-7 innings? If they can, no one's going to catch him in the AL Central.
The job that the front office has done there in Minnesota is really remarkable, because as you look at the roster, it is filled with guys who are cast-offs from right. other organizations. C.J. Cron was basically a bargain bin purchase for the Twins this offseason, had come up to the majors with the Angels, played a little bit for the Rays, if I recall correctly, just seemed like a big slugger who just wasn't quite a major league caliber player, maybe a 4A guy. Jonathan Scope looked like maybe his best year was a couple years ago and was sort of an outlier. They're getting great seasons from Marwin Gonzalez, is a guy that I think is going to have a really long Major League Baseball career as a utility guy. He's already a veteran. But that pitching staff, right. Devin Smeltzer last night, who came over in the Brian Dozier trade from the Dodgers, wasn't even a top 30 prospect at the beginning of the season, according to Baseball America. And Smeltzer looks pretty good in his debut. Martin Perez was a reclamation project who looked absolutely lost with the Texas Rangers. And part of it was probably playing in that ballpark. But they've taken him, and they've been able to harness his arsenal. They've got a reliever by the name of Ryan Harper, who basically was the 25th man coming north out of Fort Myers, who had been around minor league journeyman, had been around for years, had never thrown a pitch in the major leagues, although he was on, I believe it was the Mariners roster at one point in time for a couple days a few years ago. Harper, so far this year, has a 1.61 ERA and 20 strikeouts in 22 and a third innings, and he's gone from the 25th man in the bullpen to Rocco Baldelli used him a couple nights ago in a really high leverage situation, and then he picks up his first save the other night. Kudos to the Twins front office for finding some of these players that have been overlooked by other organizations. I know coming into the season, there were a lot of questions about Thad Levine and Derek Falvey and whether or not they could get the job done. And they certainly raised a lot of eyebrows when they went with Rocco Baldelli, a guy who's got no managerial experience. Well, lo and behold, it kind of looks like these guys know what they're doing. And it's not slowing down anytime soon. I don't see them like the Seattle Mariners, who got off to that hot start and then they've regressed back to the norm. I think this is the norm for the Twins this year. I think they're going to win the Central, and they may win it running away.
You bring up Rocco Baldelli, and not only was that an interesting move, but the staff that he put around himself, like you mentioned, pitching coach from Arkansas, a college pitching coach, that used to never happen, as we heard from Rick Heller earlier in the year when he lost a couple of his assistants to pro ball. That used to never happen. Now it's become the norm. Then they bring in a guy like Tommy Watkins, who has been excellent in the minor league system for so long, and they bring him up to the major leagues. I just sort of sense the theme of this entire thing is bring in coaches who create a loose atmosphere but hold players accountable. Those three guys seem to fit that bill, and it seems to be working.
Wes Johnson is the pitching coach, and I don't know why I can never remember his name. I always I go to bungle it, so I just defer, and I don't say it at all, but Derek Shelton was a holdover for the staff, the bench coach, but he has been the hitting coach in the past. James Rowson, who was a hitting coach here in Cedar Rapids back in the Angels days, is one of the guys really responsible for the offensive outburst this year. I wouldn't necessarily say a bunch of mutts, but these guys aren't household names, and yet they've assembled quite the coaching staff there in Minnesota, and they're getting results from all of these guys. You can catch the Twins all summer long, as we mentioned, right here on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll give you another opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. All you need to do is stick around a little while longer with us. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
The Grill Works in Marion is a grill master's dream. Stocked with over 200 sauces and rubs, grills, smokers, and accessories, they have everything you need. Even free classes to up your grilling game. Need some barbecue advice? This is their passion. Beginning June 5th, tune in here on The Gym each Wednesday at 5 for the grilling tip of the week. And let The Grill Works make you the grill master you deserve to be. The Grill Works, your grilling and smoking headquarters. Visit them on 8th Avenue in Marion and on Facebook.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word AMP to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text AMP to 797979. Text AMP to 797979.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At $50,000, vehicle 55, vehicle 5.
At Mecum Collector Car Auctions, you've got to think fast and know your numbers, year, mileage, and 303 speed detailer. 303 cleans, shines, and protects instantly. We need every car's finish looking its best to command the highest bid. I use 303 speed detailer at home, too, to keep my car's finish looking new and lasting longer. Powerful UV blockers help prevent cracking and fading. And it's great for use between washes. 303 speed detailer, available at AutoZone.
Last call, sold.
The Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the fifth straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Team 1.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on The Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Kyle will have another Alexander Lumber Big Board update for you coming up in the third and final hour of the show tonight, plus your chance to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. That's actually our second $30 gift card to Mulligan's. We're going to make you play for it inside the 6 o'clock showdown. But if 7 questions in 60 seconds isn't quite your thing, how about you just pick up the phone and dial it right now, 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 will take home another $30 gift card to Mulligan's. We've got two of them to give away tonight because of the holiday shortened weekend with the 3-day weekend. So first Mulligan's gift card off the board to caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. This is a story we did not get to yesterday. I thought it had a little bit of shelf life to it, but I know you have been itching to dive into what an absolute complete joke the Raiders have been this offseason, dating back to, does this predate the draft, or where's the timeline where we're starting with the Raiders here?
Well, we could start anywhere, because I think that there's just a timeline of events from the time that John Gruden was hired and they paid him 10 years, $100 million. But I guess we could start this story after the draft. After the three selections were made in the first round by the Oakland Raiders, and if you caught my KGYM Sports View today, I outlined it all. Jonathan
Abram. Blatant plug to head to KGYMradio.com and listen to Alex's Sports Beat.
It is on KGYMradio.com. Their whole idea of trading Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper was, we're going to get younger. We're going to shed payroll, and we're going to rebuild from within. And we're going to bring in some guys that fit our culture, that are leaders and good guys. So they automatically go out and pay Trent Brown from the Patriots an inordinate amount of money. A guy who was good with the Patriots, but just ask anybody how players, not to mention offensive linemen from the New England Patriots, do once they leave. There is no way he is worth the $64 or whatever million dollars they paid him. That's not what I'm getting at. They had talked about the leadership they wanted to bring in to teach the young guys that they drafted the ropes of the NFL. This offseason, they have traded for Antonio Brown, signed Vontaze Burfict, and yesterday signed Richie freaking Incognito.
The same Richie Incognito who was... Who did he threaten to kill or beat up?
He was arrested.
He had the beef with Jonathan Martin.
Yes.
And that was several years ago. Incognito was in the wrong there, although I don't think everybody completely agreed on that. And then things sort of spiraled out of control for him. He was accusing the government of spying on him or...
Yes, and then he was arrested for threatening funeral home workers that he was going to shoot up the place if they didn't decapitate his dad's body and take his head for research. This is terrifying.
This guy has a job in the NFL.
He does. He has another job in the NFL, and his behavior has been bizarre, to say the least, for the last 16 to 17 years, dating back to when he was kicked off the team at Nebraska for several run-ins with the law. And it hasn't gotten any better. And the Raiders are like, yeah, well, you can't just bring in Boy Scouts all the time, after they literally a month ago said that they were going to get younger and bring in better leaders to show the young guys the ropes.
You can't bring in Boy Scouts all the time. It would be if Ray Gunn were in the business of making sports licensed T-shirts, that would be a hell of a logo or slogan to put under the Raiders logo. You can't always bring in Boy Scouts. This is, and you and I were joking about this earlier today, but this seems to be an invitation to HBO to put the Raiders on Hard Knocks.
Like they're casting for it. Like they're actively pushing to get on the show, and that's why they're signing these guys. It's like the old joke, Antonio Brown, Vontaze Burfict, and Richie Incognito walk into a bar. There's no punchline to that joke. You can just use your imagination.
Well, all the other four-letter words were taken. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a reference to a commercial that you sometimes hear on KGYM. I think I would renew my HBO subscription. We dropped HBO a long time ago, but I think that's enough to get me to get back in Hard Knocks Raiders edition. If you're Las Vegas, are you having buyer's remorse on the Raiders yet? I know they're not officially in Las Vegas for the upcoming season, but yeah, maybe you guys should take a look at more opportunities to stay in Oakland or maybe go back to Los Angeles. We're good. We're good. We got the minor league baseball team here and the Golden Knights. Just stay away. Richie Incognito, 319-366-1600. Let's go to Sonny in Iowa City. Wants to join the fun and frivolity tonight, and neither one of those words have applied to tonight's program, but I used them anyway. Sonny, what's up?
Fun and frivolity. The Raiders are going to Raider, right? Like, it just doesn't matter who's in the front office. They have been making bizarre decisions since, the late 80s, I think, maybe. It's just, it's unbelievable, though, that they would manage to have, like, such an extreme example of ridiculousness after saying that they wanted to have leaders in the locker room. You know, like, don't even bother taking the stance, right? Just do what you're going to do and own it, because we know you're going to do it anyways. So why even bother saying the thing that the media wants to hear? As for hockey, because, you know, I couldn't leave this one alone, I tend not to always agree with the pundits, but I really have to on this one, that St. Louis had the proverbial golden opportunity, and they absolutely did not take advantage of it as much as they needed to, because they really did catch Boston on their heels, and they couldn't capitalize. Now, hockey is one of those games, though, where it moves very, very quickly. So I would not be surprised if St. Louis came out tonight and actually won this game. But I would also be less surprised if Boston just absolutely steamrolled them for the rest of the season. For the rest of the series. So that's my prediction on that.
All right, Sonny in Iowa City weighing in on Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Boston hosting St. Louis tonight. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store inside the 6 o'clock hour. We'll kick it off with another chance for you to win when we return after this.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at Pep Boys.
Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the fifth straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Game 1.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on the Gym. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
5:58, welcome back in as we are almost two-thirds of the way through the program tonight. We still have the 6 o'clock hour on the way. It'll be your chance to take home a gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Gary in Center Junction got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's tonight, and he didn't even have to answer seven questions in 60 seconds. You will, though. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the way next, plus a look tonight at Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals as St. Louis and Boston skate at the TD Garden before the series shifts to St. Louis this weekend for Game 3. Cubs and Astros injury updates today, including Carlos Correa's broken rib suffered during a home massage. Yep, you heard that right. He's out 4 to 6 weeks after his masseuse broke one of his ribs. I think I would be asking for my money back at that point. Hour number 3 of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is on the way next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
BN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Astros could be without their starting middle infielders for a while longer. Shortstop Carlos Correa will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken rib after getting hurt during a massage at his home. And second baseman Jose Altuve now has fatigue and soreness in his right leg while he was rehabbing a sore left hamstring. Game 1 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Toronto. The Warriors favored in the series with the Raptors, but coach Steve Kerr has to figure out how to stop Kawhi Leonard.
No matter what you do, he's gonna score 25, 30 points. Try to make it as difficult as possible. Try to force some mistakes. And whatever you do, you can't let other guys kill you too. So it's really tricky.
Steve Kerr on the jump. Coverage of Game 1 starts tomorrow night at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ABC, and the ESPN app. No Kevin Durant for Game 1 for Golden State, but it's possible they could have DeMarcus Cousins, who's been out 6 weeks with a torn left quad. More than three dozen men, all former Ohio State athletes, most of them football players, file a Title IX lawsuit against the university. The athletes allege the school didn't do enough to stop the director of sports medicine from sexually assaulting them. Dr. Richard Strauss committed suicide in 2005. Baseball finals today. The Pirates beat the Reds 7-2. Three-run homers for Colin Moran and Josh Bell. The Yankees shut out the Padres 7-0. James Paxton returns after being out almost a month. He throws four no-hit innings. Bruins and Blues, Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Boston.
The Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the fifth straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Game 1 tomorrow at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ABC. Presented by Indeed. Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
6:03, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight, at which point we've got Stanley Cup Finals action for you from Boston as the Bruins look to extend their series lead to 2-0 over the St. Louis Blues. That'll come your way once we are off the air. Game 3 set for this weekend in St. Louis. Alex will be there, and hopefully, at least for Blues fans in Eastern Iowa, the series will be knotted up at a game apiece when Alex is enjoying that game at the Enterprise Center. Our poll question tonight, KGYMRadio.com, is, do the Blues knot up the series at 1-0? Yes or no? Poll question is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Major League Baseball on tap tonight. Lots of games, not a full slate of games. The Minnesota Twins are off this evening as they took one from the Brewers last night. Minnesota 37-17 at this point, 10 games ahead of the Indians in the American League Central. If you missed our chat with Tommy Watkins, the Twins first base coach, in the 5 o'clock hour, you can always listen to the podcast. It'll be available at KGYMRadio.com. Some day baseball earlier today. The Yankees beating the Padres 7-0. Rookie Chris Paddock giving up a couple early home runs in that one. And friend of the show, Luke Voit, legging out a triple in that contest. I can't imagine he has too many of those on his career statistics
Very
at
doubtful.
This point.
Very doubtful.
Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 7-2, of course, without Mitch Keller, who's back in the minor leagues after making his major league debut on Monday. Games in progress right now. The Angels and A's are going at it in Oakland. The A's trailing 7-5 as that game heads to the final three outs. Texas and Seattle also locked in a good battle. The Rangers are up 1-8-7 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Cleveland and Boston right now tied at 3 apiece after just 2 innings. Detroit getting ready to take on Baltimore. St. Louis with Genesis Cabrera making his major league debut tonight for the Cardinals as they are in Philadelphia. That game is actually delayed due to weather.
I think it's been made a lot easier because of the Blues, but I am trying. I am trying not to overreact to the no good, terrible, very bad, disgusting, putrid month of baseball that we have seen from the St. Louis Cardinals, where there are, let's see, 4 days left in the, there are 3 days left in the month of May. If they lose one more game, they will break the record for the most losses in franchise history in a month. And I'm trying not to overreact because I did it with the Blues. They were awful through 3 months. It's a long season. But, man, they are really, really bad right now. And they just, they can't, they're finding ways to lose games. Their offense has not been very good. Their pitching has been terrible. And they're a game under 500. It just seems like yesterday we were talking about them being 10 games over 500 in the lead for the Central Division. My, how things have changed.
The Cubs and Astros are both pretty good baseball teams. They're going to be going at it tonight in Houston as the Cubs look to avoid being swept. They turn to Kyle Hendricks, who has not been all that great in his last two starts. Over 11 and two-thirds innings, he's been getting hit pretty hard lately. Going up against one of the surprising, talk about a guy who's flown under the radar in the month of May, but Wade Miley in his last four decisions is 4-0 with a 3.41 ERA this month. And to make matters worse for the Cubs, he's undefeated at home this year with a 3-0 record and a 2.15 ERA in five home starts at Minute Maid Park. That game is an NBC Sports game, so 6:65 if you've got DirecTV. The Cubs taking on the Astros tonight, the series finale, and that's a 7:10 first pitch. One of the ballparks that I actually did not expect to enjoy, but Minute Maid Ballpark in downtown
Absolutely.
Houston, really nice ballpark,
fantastic.
I was there before these two teams got good. Both of them were awful. They played an exhibition game, a couple exhibition games before the start of the season, I think in 2012, 2013, something like that. And there was only maybe 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people there for the exhibition games. But Minute Maid Park it's no Coors Field, but I would highly recommend if you ever get the chance to take in an Astros game, check it out.
I thought you were about to say that you were at Minute Maid Park before its name was Minute Maid Park.
No, I was named when it was Enron. No, I was Minute Maid Park is what it was called when I was there. The good news for the Cubs is it looks like Javier Baez is in the lineup tonight. It looks like he'll be batting fourth. I know he's got the heel contusion that fans are worried about. The better news is Chris Bryant in the lineup as the designated hitter, batting second for Joe Maddon and the Cubs. And we look at the Astros lineup without Jose Altuve, without George Springer, and now without Carlos Correa. They turn to Alex Bregman at shortstop, with Yuli Gurriel taking over at third base and Tony Kemp playing second. I think that's the way the lineup will look quite often with Correa out of the lineup. But something's got to give there in that series finale tonight if the Cubs are going to manage to avoid being swept. Again, Wade Miley off to a terrific start. What is the weather situation in Philadelphia with that St. Louis game in a delay? They must be getting...
They got pounded by rain last night.
Quite a bit of rain.
And I think storms are moving through there once again. The weather has really not been good anywhere over the past couple days. And last night I was surprised they got that game in. There were many periods of heavy rain during the course of that game, and looks like they're getting more of it tonight.
Speaking of bad weather, probably a really good time and a fortunate time for Kansas City to be on the road. They've been in Chicago taking on the White Sox, and will do so again tonight at 7:10. But those are some scary pictures from the Kansas City area yesterday.
Speaking
as those
of areas that have gotten pounded,
tornadoes rolled through there. I saw reports last night that they were evacuating people at the Kansas City airport, taking them to tunnels underneath the parking garages at the airport. You want to think of a really bad place to be caught in severe weather. An airport. There's nowhere to go, especially once you get through security. There's no way to go. You got to basically go back out through security and go wherever they can find a spot for you. I can't think of too many places worse than that to be caught in severe weather, except for maybe out on the open road where you don't even have a ditch to go dive down into. Severe weather is not to be taken lightly. It's something that we have mentioned numerous times here on the program, and we are in the heart of severe weather season, so chances are you'll sometimes hear us turn things over to the emergency alert system. And as folks were wondering, I think we took it as someone trying to tell us that we were not on the air last night, that the EAS was going over. I think what they were letting us know was that the EAS was sounding. We actually know when those alerts go out. So it's not like Alex and I are sitting here and we continue to do the show and you're missing out on any great content. When you hear an EAS alarm, we hear the EAS alarm. So we just shut up and turn things over to the National Weather Service. So for those of you out there who maybe are anxious that you're missing a great giveaway or you're missing the fun, witty, insightful banter back and forth between the two of us, you're not missing a damn thing when we have severe weather.
Does the name Jamie Simpson mean anything to you?
Jamie Simpson.
Now, Jamie Simpson
sounds like a made-up player on MLB The Show.
He is not. He is the weather man who...
Oh, this is the guy who went viral.
Who went viral.
In Dayton, Ohio?
Dayton, Ohio, who basically called out the people who were whining about the fact that they were cutting into The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or whichever one is on to give weather reports about tornadic weather. Now, Jamie Simpson is on Twitter, and he released a tweet today. To all the national media outlets wanting to talk to me, we had an EF3/4 tornado last night. More severe severe weather possible in the next 3 days. Let me do my job, please. This is a guy who is devoted to keeping you safe. So when you hear the EAS alarms, when you see Jamie Simpson, if you're in Dayton, or any of the fantastic meteorologists we have here in Cedar Rapids jump on during The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, it's not to make you mad. It's to keep you safe. I feel like we can't say that enough, even though we say it all the
time. Plus, it's not really that interesting of a season. She is not that interesting or compelling of a bachelorette candidate, in my opinion. The former Miss Alabama USA, my apologies to our coworker Jenny Valier, who was in the same pageant with Miss Alabama USA. It's not a good season. They kicked a guy off on the first night he had a girlfriend back home. See, only in the United...
That would be like the first question that they asked on the questionnaire. Do you have a significant other?
Because it causes drama for
check
the
yes or no
for the listeners. They don't care. But it's a bad season on The Bachelorette. You're not missing anything if we have severe weather. And you can't watch her worm her way through, 30 guys down to 25 or whatever the first week was. And then they're making their way. I think, what is it, week 3, week 4? Where the hell's Mark Dukes when you need him? Dukes is the one who watches and consumes all these reality TV shows, Dancing with the Stars. He can't get enough.
I want to go back to this contestant who had a girlfriend back home. Like, how does that person go back to his girlfriend now? After he was just on a show trying to meet somebody to marry. Like, I feel like that relationship isn't going to work out. These are the things that I think about.
We could get you on the show
in
the future. I'm sure they would give you a leave of absence here at the radio station if you would ever like to compete for Hannah Brown's hand in marriage. She's from Alabama. And the whole season has just been, they're running out of ideas to manufacture for the Bachelorette and Bachelor series. And so this is where we've arrived. We've actually arrived at needing to get to the 6 o'clock showdown. So what we're going to do is give you a respite from my thoughts on this season's Bachelorette. Luke is the bad guy. They always just so happens every season, there's a guy who sort of takes on the role of villain or a female if it's an episode of The Bachelor There's always one woman or man in the house that everybody else seems to just magically hate. There's hardly any reality in these reality TV shows. That's what I'm trying to get at. But severe weather, you can go watch it online, abc.com or whatever. We need two callers, 319-366-1600. The guy said he was tired of the listeners. We would get in trouble for saying that if we yelled at the listeners and said, I'm tired of you people complaining about the severe weather. He's a TV guy. He probably got a raise. TV guys get all the glory. They get more. They're paid more money. They're recognizable because you see their face every night. They're not toiling in anonymity like a schlubs on radio. Chris Earle at TV9, if he's listening right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Ryan, the food delivery guy on the Hurricane Stalker text line, for somebody that doesn't watch all these shows, you seem to know a lot about these shows. Todd has never said he doesn't watch these shows.
Exactly.
He watches these shows.
I have never indicated that I do not watch these shows. Never. Not once. Do I wish I didn't watch them? Sometimes, occasionally. That's why the house needs a finished basement and more TVs, but till I make TV money, it's not going to be a reality. Two callers. Callers number one and two. We need you right now to 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number one and two, and when we come back, you will duke it out for a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. 366-1600. Seven questions, 60 seconds. The 6 o'clock showdown is next.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
The family kickoff to summer is back this Saturday. Tanager Place Summerfest. All the fun is from 3 to 6 with over 50 free activities, including the General Mills Make Your Own Cereal Tent, Eddie's Rod and Custom Car and Motorcycle Show, Craft Tent and STEM activities, and so much more. Bring your family to Tanager Place Summerfest this Saturday at the Collins Aerospace Sports Complex on Collins Road across from Norridge Park. Generously sponsored by General Mills, Collins Aerospace, Master Tool and Manufacturing, and Diamond V. Details at tanagerplace.org.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Families can test their skills together and the father-son parent-child best shot on Father's Day. This two-person best shot will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club, Sunday, June 16th. There are different divisions for each age range. Get 18 holes of championship golf, cart, practice balls, course contests, and prizes for only $75 plus tax per team. Payouts are based on the size of the field, and winners receive ACGC gift cards. Get your parent-child team together and call the Amana Colonies Golf Shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
No game today. The Twins enjoying off day in Florida before beginning a four-game series with the Red Hot Rays on Thursday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
6:21, we welcome you back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until shortly before 7 o'clock tonight. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals on the way. No Twins baseball, as you just heard. They'll be back in action again tomorrow. A big thank you to Tommy Watkins for joining us on the program earlier today. If you missed his segment with us, you can download the podcast after we're off the air tonight at kgymradio.com. But right now, we've got a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road to give away. We're going to be back at Mulligan's next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, for a KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. We've got Leo in Iowa City who's going to be answering the questions that I'll be reading, and Ryan in Cedar Rapids is going to be with Alex. Leo, hang tight and remain silent because Alex is going to ask Ryan whether they would like to go first or last.
Ryan, first or second?
First.
All right, so we'll lead off here.
That okay, means... Leo, hang tight and remain silent. Don't answer any questions if you hear them, and we'll see what the bar is going to be set for us.
All right, Ryan, you know the rules. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You don't know the answer, say pass, we'll return to it. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, which team did Mitch Keller face in his major league debut?
Mitch Keller, Cardinals.
Toronto head coach Nick Nurse played his college basketball for this school.
Boston College.
Which member of the Minnesota Twins coaching staff joined the program today?
Repeat the question.
Which member of the Minnesota Twins coaching staff joined the program today?
Pass.
Iowa will face this Big East team in men's hoops this season.
Pass.
How many total goals were scored in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals?
6.
Iowa State picked up a hoops transfer from this Big Ten school today.
Rutgers.
It's 1.
It's 1, and 1 has won it before, Ryan. So
that was terrible.
Now, you know what? 1 has been enough in the past. The pressure is on Leo now in Iowa City. Leo, same set of rules here. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, say pass. We will circle back around, and in the event that there's a tie, we'll come up with a tie-breaking question. We'll explain the tie-breaking procedure. When you're ready, Leo, let me know. I'll read the first question.
I'm ready.
All right. Who won the Big Ten baseball tournament last weekend in Omaha?
Ohio State.
Correct. Which former Indiana Hoosier is expected to return to the Toronto Raptors for the NBA Finals after missing the entire playoffs to this point?
Yes.
Which troubled offensive lineman did the Oakland Raiders sign this week?
Richie Incognito.
Correct. Pirates prospect Mitch Keller, who made his major league debut this week, attended what Cedar Rapids High School?
Wash.
Within a matter of 3, how many games have the St. Louis Cardinals lost in the month of May?
20.
That's close enough. Which team came into the day leading Major League Baseball in home runs?
The Minnesota Twins.
Correct. And the Iowa basketball program is reportedly interested in a graduate transfer from what Missouri Valley Conference school?
Pass.
Well, 4 is good enough to beat 1. So, Ryan, we appreciate you playing with us tonight. Better luck next time. And, Leo, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. And Kyle is going to make sure that that $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road makes its way to Johnson County and into your hands. It's as simple as that every Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour, the 6 o'clock showdown. Playing for great prizes. Tonight it was a $30 gift card to Mulligan's. And again, a reminder, we'll be back at Mulligan's not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. Happy hour from 3 until 6, and on Thursdays from 6 until close, half-price wings, both boneless and bone-in. I think they've got 8 or 10 different sauce varieties there. Stop in and check them out some Thursday after 6 o'clock and tell them that the Todd Brumel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn sent you. Valparaiso is the Missouri Valley Conference school we were looking for. The transfer Iowa reportedly is kicking the tires on. Cleaned up other than Mitch Keller's alma mater, high school alma mater, that was Cedar Rapids Xavier. And again, Mitch Keller sent back to AAA Indianapolis after making a spot start for the Pirates in game two of a doubleheader against the Reds on Monday. And we've got six questions to go over from the ones that you read.
I'll get one more from the ones you read. OG Anunoby, the Toronto
OG
Raptor.
OG Anunoby. I swear I didn't skip that because I didn't want to say it.
A former Indiana Hoosier who had an appendectomy, apparently, where his appendix burst and was having a bunch of issues with infections after the surgery. So he has been out the entire playoffs. They expect him back for the series. Mitch Keller faced the Cincinnati Reds in his major league debut. Friend of the show, Nick Nurse, played his college basketball at UNI. Tommy Watkins was the member of the Minnesota Twins coaching staff that joined the program today. Iowa, in the Gavitt games, will face the Big East powerhouse DePaul. And Iowa State picked up a hoops transfer from Penn State, a question that we didn't get into. Cedar Rapids is hosting the NCAA championship this weekend for Division III baseball.
That's right, the D3 World Series at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. I think you can get them through the Colonels website, colonels.com, or at the box office. Came this close to having Co involved in the D3 World Series, but unfortunately their season came to an end at the NCAA Super Regionals to Birmingham Southern. I'm unfamiliar with many of the schools that are going to be here, but it's oftentimes an opportunity to see some really good, entertaining baseball, and you never know. The draft is coming up next week. I don't know how many players from Division III are viewed as legitimate draft prospects this year, but it's often been said if you can play ball, they will find you. And they're going to be playing some good baseball beginning Friday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I think teams make their way to town tomorrow, so if you start seeing Heidelberg sweatshirts or other schools that maybe you're a little curious about around town, that's the reason. Be nice to those folks. They're coming to town and spending lots of money here.
It's always
staying
important
in hotels and going out to eat and things of that nature. And God help them if they're cruising up and down the radio dial and stumble upon this particular program. But we can't always make sure that we leave a terribly positive impression on folks here in Cedar Rapids. Kyle has joined us in the studio. A good reminder that he owes us one more Big Board update. Big Board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Alexander Lumber. You can find them at their temporary location, 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City. Summer building season is almost upon us, and the good folks at Alexander Lumber can make sure that you've got all the materials you need, big or small, to make sure that your project gets done right and on time this summer. Alexander Lumber bringing you this Big Board update.
It's been a big 24 hours for Iowa State sports. As shortly after we got off the air last night, Penn State freshman transfer Razier Bolton committed to Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. His commitment had been a rumor for about a week or so, but there's still at least a little uncertainty regarding his eligibility. His immediate availability is dependent on an NCAA waiver about which we have little details, but he's indicated strongly that he expects that to work out in his favor. The Cyclones' backcourt will then be made up of Bolton, who scored over 11 points per game and shot 36% from three as a freshman, Prentice Nixon, who scored over 16 points per game at Colorado State, and NBA prospect Tyrese Halliburton. It was the football team's turn this morning, securing a late JUCO transfer and receiver Darren Wilson. He played at Butler Community College in Kansas and chose the Cyclones over West Virginia, and at 6'4" and 200 pounds was one of the top 100 transfers on the market this offseason. According to 24/7 Sports, Matt Campbell has put together the 36th best recruiting class in the nation and fourth in the Big 12. Yesterday, we learned Iowa's draw for the 2019 Gavitt Games, and today we learned the date. The Hawkeyes will host DePaul on Monday, November 11th. We've also started seeing reports that Iowa's been in contact with Valparaiso transfer Bakari Evelyn. He started his career at Nebraska and then in 2017-2018 averaged over 12 points per game at 44% from the floor and 38% from three for Valpo before seeing his minutes and shots decrease last season. He'll reportedly visit Iowa City on June 7th. The Colonels had their series opener in Burlington postponed last night. The team's third rainout in the last week. They're running out of makeup days down the line, so they're squashing in a doubleheader tonight instead.
A tornado warning right now for Benton and Iowa counties in the KGYM listenership. Our friends at CBS2 pointing out that some circulation has been spotted around Victor moving to the northeast. A wall cloud with that storm, but no reports of a tornado. But Benton and Iowa counties currently under a tornado warning. I'll see if I can get you the expiration date on that. If you are in the area, it looks like Marengo is possibly in the middle of that storm right now or feeling some of the effects of it. Make sure that you're aware of your surroundings and taking cover as necessary, and we'll keep you updated as to any severe weather we may have in the area tonight over the course of the final 20-plus minutes of the program. 319-366-1600, another successful 6 o'clock showdown is in the books. The Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, definitely not fans of discussion of The Bachelorette. You don't need to text in that it's a slow time in the sports world. I think we're aware of that.
However,
and I don't want to be a condescending jerk about this, but we have talked a lot of sports in the last 2.5 hours. A lot of sports. Where if this were a pie and the ingredients were sports and non-sports, you'd take a bite of the pie and you'd go, wow, I can really taste the sports.
And you really couldn't taste the non-sports.
Unless
it would be
you
so faint.
Unless you didn't
you
mix
such
the ingredients
a sophisticated
well.
Palate to taste the non-sports.
Iowa State, we had Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports on, the gift that keeps on giving. It's been a tremendous month of May here. It really has, as far as things to talk about. And it's not often that you see a school add to its current recruiting class, the freshmen for the upcoming season in late May, but Iowa State did that today with the Darren Wilson commitment, the receiver from Butler Community College in Kansas. As Kyle pointed out, he'll have 3 years of eligibility remaining. And then from the basketball standpoint, Rasir Bolton seems to, for all intents and purposes, be under the impression that the NCAA is going to give him a waiver to play immediately this season for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. And that's one of the things that Alex pointed out when he was with us tonight at about 4:25, 4:30 or so, is that Steve Prohm had said publicly he was going to use that final scholarship on somebody who could play this year. And since Bolton got that scholarship, okay, connect the dots there. 2 plus 2 will hopefully equal 4 for Iowa State. And you've got a lot of non-Iowa State fans out there wondering, okay, how's he going to get the waiver? What's the justification here behind the NCAA saying, well, there's a hardship? How far? You tell me, at what lengths do student-athletes have to go? I use their term. Okay, what lengths do athletes have to go in order to prove a hardship? Is it difficult? Or do you just have to give the NCAA a little bit of a hard sell? I had issues with Pat Chambers, or I had issues with a teammate.
That's the problem right now. Nobody knows. Where you see a guy like Luke Ford, who transferred from what was the school? He went to Illinois. He transferred from Boston College, right?
Yes.
He transferred from
Boston. I said Wake Forest earlier, and I was wrong. It only happens 9 or 10 times an hour here.
One of those ACC schools. He transferred to Illinois, and they said that he was outside of the range. I think his grandfather is sick with cancer, and he wanted to be closer to him. And he was outside the range of being close enough to Illinois for them to grant him a hardship waiver, where Tate Martell, Justin Fields really didn't give necessarily a reason at all. I know that Justin Fields at Georgia, there were some racist things said about him by some fraternity members at Georgia. He used that, and I'm not saying that's an illegitimate reason, but his sister ended up going there to play softball. So it's sort of not necessarily being looked at by Georgia fans as a legitimate reason. Tate Martell, the same way. I don't think anybody has ever understood why he was able to transfer to Miami. He's eligible to play right away. So it seems like now, if you have any reason at all, most of the time, they're going to grant you a hardship release. Whereas 4 or 5 years ago, they weren't granting many people a hardship waiver at all. Shea Patterson at Michigan is another one.
It is a little bit ridiculous, especially with Martell and Fields. The whole world knows that these two guys are transferring because they want playing time. They're blocked. They're not going to see the field unless there's some sort of injury or performance issue, and everybody knows it. And yet the NCAA goes along with the charade that, well, yes, hardship. They're going to be able to play immediately. And this Luke Ford instance, which we've referenced on the program a couple times in the past because it does involve another Big Ten school, he's got an ailing grandmother, and he comes home to the state of Illinois. And because granny's 10 miles outside of the radius, the transfer radius or whatever, they're not going to grant him the hardship waiver. It really is, like most things that the NCAA does, completely arbitrary, where there's no expectation for fair application of the rules across the board, because in some instances there aren't rules, and in others the rules are very vague. And it seems like it's almost a dart throwing at this point. Eligible or not eligible? Hardship waiver or not? And I that's why this is interesting from the Bolton standpoint, because Iowa State and the player both seem to really feel confident that they're going to be granted the waiver. If you were a gambling man or woman, would you put money on? I certainly would. I don't think Steve Prohm makes this move if Bolton isn't going to play next year, and I don't think Bolton goes to Iowa State if he's not going to be able to play next year, given the makeup of that roster. So somebody knows something behind the scenes, and again, this is all just sort of kabuki theater at the end of the day, because the NCAA arbitrarily hands out these hardship waivers, and it certainly sounds like there's some inside information here in the Bolton camp, or at Iowa State, or both, where they know the hardship's going to be granted.
And that's the important part of this, because in every case that I can remember, and most of them are from football, I've mentioned many of them, Shea Patterson, Tate Martell, Justin Fields, the players have come out and said, I'm very confident I'm going to get the waiver, I'm going to get the hardship waiver passed. And in all of those cases, guess what happened? They knew something. Tate Martell lawyered up. We still don't know what was said to the NCAA by his lawyers or what reason was given. All we know is he hired a lawyer to present his case to the NCAA, and it was passed. That's what we know. And I have at this point, there's no reason to believe that Bolton will not be playing for Iowa State next season.
By the way, that tornado warning is until 7 o'clock tonight. The tornado warning for Benton and Iowa counties is in effect for the next 20 minutes, so set to expire at 7 o'clock tonight. Rotation along Highway 6 between Victor and Ledora, according to our friends at CBS2. No report of an actual tornado right now, but a tornado warning continuing until 7 o'clock for those in Benton and Iowa counties, and especially the area right now along Highway 6 between Victor and Ledora is a little bit of rotation going on. Could lead to a possible funnel cloud, although one has not been spotted yet. Tornado warning until 7 o'clock tonight for Benton and Iowa counties. We'll do our best to stay on top of any severe weather as it makes its way through the area. 6:40, we'll take our final timeout. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn and let you know what's in store for a non-road trip Thursday here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Twins and the Brewers wrapping up a two-game interleague series on just a picturesque Tuesday night at Target Field. Devin Smeltzer, up from AAA, making his major league debut, diagnosed with cancer at the age of 9, overcame a lot in his childhood to reach the big leagues. He had a lot of family and friends in town for his debut, and he pitched an amazing ball game in his big league debut. Milwaukee opposing with a very good pitcher of its own in right-hander Zach Davies, who came in 5-0 with an ERA in the low twos. And teams had chances. The Brewers really had more chances early than the Twins did. Milwaukee had a leadoff triple in the second, did not score. Leadoff double in the fourth and seventh innings and did not score. In fact, this game was scoreless until the bottom half of the seventh inning. A Jason Castro leadoff single got things going. Then Williams Astudillo put the ball in play to the right side. It was a ground ball fielded by Keston Hira, the second baseman. He threw to second base but hit Jason Castro in the back. The ball ricocheted to center. Everybody was safe. Twins had two on, nobody out. Max Kepler then produced a two-run double after Jorge Polanco popped out. C.J. Krohn with an RBI double to right center field to make it 3-0. A new pitcher came in. Krohn was on. Still, the Twins batting try to add on, and the red-hot Eddie Rosario did just that. And the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a rocket, right field and deep. Beckett goes, deep it goes, and gone! A line drive home to the porch and right, and Rosario goes deep again. His 17th this season, 5-0 Twins! Rosario's 17th home run, adding to his American League RBI lead up to 47. The Twins bat 8, score 5 times in that promising 7th inning. The Brewers, though, came back with 2 in the 8th, got 1 in the 9th inning, but in the end, it was the bullpen of McGill, Parker, Rogers, and Harper that secured things as the Twins win a very compelling game, 5-3, to split this 2-game series. Final line for Smeltzer, 6 shutout, 3 hits, no walks, he struck out 7. Harper picks up his first major league save. One injury note to pass along. Byron Buxton left the game in the second inning. He tried to make a spectacular crashing catch up against the fence in left center field. He missed the ball, hit the fence, hit the ground hard. He left the game. He was diagnosed with a bruised right knee. He is day-to-day. We'll have more on his status coming up on Thursday as the Twins take on the Rays. Begin a challenging four-game series Thursday night against a good team in Tampa Bay at 6:10. But the Twins split this two-game series. They lost Monday by 1, but win Tuesday by 2. 5-3 the final. From Target Field, Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/active. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/active. That's 4hims.com/active for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/active.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards.
ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.
And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Spain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/SPAIN. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. VMPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the 5th straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Game 1.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
646, we welcome you back in with severe weather once again in the area. We invite you to keep it tuned here to KGYM. We have somebody in the building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That includes while ESPN national programming is on the air. And if it gets to the point where somebody needs to come in and take over the airwaves, we do that. We mentioned that with the Bachelorette earlier for the TV weather people who have to deal with that. I don't think we get too many complaints when we have to cover up ESPN national programming at night with severe weather, but it could be another sketchy evening weather-wise here. We do have the tornado warning in effect for parts of the listening area at the moment until 7 o'clock tonight. That's Benton, and I want to make sure that I get the counties right here. I know Benton County is on that, as well as Iowa County. Tornado warning until 7 o'clock tonight, and the last update about 10 minutes ago was that that storm was along Highway 6 between Victor and Ladora. A little bit of a wall cloud could lead to a funnel forming, a little bit of rotation going on. So again, if you're in that area, a tornado warning until 7 o'clock tonight. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, has been very active today, as we appreciate your participation in the program. Coming up on tomorrow's show, it is a Thursday. That means an edition of Woodja is headed your way. We will also be gearing up for the NBA Finals. Nick Nurse, the UNI grad, Carroll native, taking his underdog Toronto Raptors into the Lions' Den, taking on Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Game one of the finals tomorrow. That's the NBA Finals. Stanley Cup Finals are on to game two tonight at TD Garden in Boston. Do the Bruins make it 2-0 tonight, or do the Blues even things up? That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's. And next to the Home Depot, you tell me, Mr. Blue.
It's going to be tough for the Blues missing Robert Thomas. They're one of the most skilled players they have on their team. The guy that was sort of taken out by Torrey Krug the other night with that big hit. He is not going to be playing tonight. Robbie Fabry is going to have to step in his place. But I do expect a much better effort from the Blues tonight than we saw in the second and third periods of Game 1. Starting with staying out of the box, I think we're going to see a close game tonight. It could go either way. I'm not going to make a prediction either way, but it would be much better for the landscape of this series, much more entertaining for NHL fans to see a 1-1 series heading back to St. Louis, and then rather than 2-0 and Boston looking at a chance to sweep their second consecutive series. We've seen in the past the Blues bounce back several times from terrible performances in these playoffs against all three teams that they've played, and hopefully they can do it again tonight.
I don't really like their chances tonight.
Fair enough.
I think this is going to be a series that is decided largely
on home ice, and so I'll cast my lot with the Bruins. And maybe this is just a little bit of reverse mojo. Maybe I'm trying to give you and the other Blues fans out there some hope for this evening.
I feel much better about it now.
There you go. See, look, I'm a soother of all nerves and nervous energy when it comes to Blues. I've said, I think I'm the only Blackhawks fan in Eastern Iowa that's pulling for the Blues. There's a lot of hatred for the Blues franchise among Blackhawks fans, and I don't want to feed.
Vice versa.
Don't want to feed into it. This hits close to home because they remind me as a franchise of the Cubs, and they wandered through the wilderness for 108 years between World Series victories, but they at least had a World Series victory in 1908. This is a franchise that has never hoisted the Stanley Cup in its existence and hasn't even been in the finals during either of our lifetime. I want good things for St. Louis Blues fans. If that makes me an anomaly, so be it. But the world sucks. This is a really cruddy place to live. And if some people can take some joy and happiness out of winning a Stanley Cup, even if they're toasted ravioli eating St. Louis Bread Company supporting Cardinals fans who like hockey, I'll allow it.
You're a St. Louis Bread Company supporter, aren't you?
I'll allow it. Never heard of it. What are you talking about? 366-1600. Again, a big thank you to those of you, listening to us this evening on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio. 1600 also accompanied by our FM frequencies 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, the South and North Gyms, respectively. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals on the way for you tonight. All three of our frequencies, we will join them shortly. And a reminder that in the event of severe weather in the area, and there is a possibility of that tonight, most likely you will hear somebody giving you some updates as to what's going on. That tornado warning still in effect for Benton and Iowa counties for another 8 minutes until 7 o'clock tonight, per our friends at CBS2. So keep an eye on the weather, and we want you back here safe and sound with us tomorrow as we are here in the studio. KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com will resume next Thursday. We'll be back at Mulligan's. And speaking of Mulligan's, tomorrow we'll have another $30 gift card to Mulligan's to reward one of our listeners with. Half-price wings on Thursdays from 6 until close at Mulligan's, 1060 Old Marion Road. We'll see you there next Thursday. Back in the studio tomorrow, Would Ya on Tap, NBA Finals preview, and a recap, win or lose, Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, which we join up with in just a few seconds here. We appreciate you listening. And if you missed anything from today's show, you can head over to KGYMradio.com right now, and the podcast will be available for you there shortly. Talk to you tomorrow.